Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia will be strengthening their military ties now that President Trump has formally designated the kingdom a major non-NATO ally. He announced the move while hosting the Saudi Crown Prince at the White House. Mr. Trump also announcing a major Saudi investment in the U.S.
When you hear one country's putting $1 trillion into the United States, that creates national security. And you know, I think that they don't have to say that, but I think a big part of that is also the fact that tariffs are in play. But even beyond tariffs, that's a real ally that will do that. Creates a lot of power for the United States.
And guess who came to dinner at the White House last evening? None other than Elon Musk.
It's Musk's first appearance at the White House since his public feud with President Trump over the Big Beautiful Bill. That spat found the most powerful man in the world and the wealthiest man in the world sounding off against each other on X. Musk even made threats of establishing a third party, something that never materialized. They were last seen together at Charlie Kirk's funeral in Arizona.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Congress votes to release the Epstein files.
After the House overwhelmingly approved the bill with only one no vote, the Senate quickly approved it. The votes came after months of White House opposition. The legislation compels the Justice Department to release its case files on Jeffrey Epstein, the well-connected financier who was charged with sexually abusing and trafficking underage girls.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the Epstein bill now awaits the president's signature. Texas appealing to the Supreme Court after a panel of three federal judges struck down a newly redrawn Republican-friendly congressional map. On Wall Street, the Dow features 50 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N. Hearing.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had some rain overnight, and some of the areas are still getting some light showers right now, so the roadway conditions are wet. Number of things already. Southbound I-97, there is a wreck after New Cut Road for the last half an hour or so. That's been blocking the right lane. There was a wreck overnight and cleared within the last 20 minutes. It's in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, all the lanes are open. 895 already this morning, though, is slow even back beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp, but reacting to the streets that are a little bit damp through there. There's a broken down vehicle. It's facing the wrong way. JFX southbound at the 41st Street Bridge. It's on the shoulder, but heads up for that may be a problem later. A couple of minor wrecks on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop near the BW Parkway. That may have injuries now. That's just coming in. And also the outer loop in Montgomery County with a wreck at the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day. After that, lots of clouds and cool temperatures with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 42 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A driver is in critical condition after her vehicle went into Baltimore's Inner Harbor between Piers 4 and 5 on Tuesday evening. The fire department and police dive team responded to the 700 block of Eastern and rescued the woman from the sinking car. The woman was taken to a hospital and a secondary search did not lead to any other victims. The vehicle was pulled from the water at around 9 p.m. The Maryland Transportation Authority is reviewing the findings and recommendations in the final NTSB report on the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. The NTSB announced during a Tuesday hearing that a loose wire on the Dolly cargo ship caused the power failure that led to the 2024 collapse that killed six road workers. Investigators say if the MDTA had calculated the Key Bridge vulnerability, it would have been aware that the risk of collapse was almost 30 times greater than the acceptable risk threshold. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 757, the pick 4, 2272. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Orioles getting busy last night with a big move, cutting ties with Grayson Rodriguez and sending him to the Angels for power-hitting outfielder Taylor Ward. Ward, a .228 hitter a year ago, finished fifth in the American League with 36 home runs. He knocked in 103, struck out 175 times. Rodriguez missed all of 2025 with a variety of injuries, the last half of 2024 as well. In all, Rodriguez appeared in 43 games for the Birds with a record of 20-6. More on the Birds' acquisition of Taylor Ward throughout the morning. Ravens begin prep today in earnest for the Jets on Sunday. The Jets are 2-8. Ravens fans breathing a sigh of relief. The team is back to .500. Head coach John Harbaugh says there's still a lot left to do.
By no means is this the end. We're 5-5. Our head's just above water. We're just above water. We're breathing. We're not even out of the water. But
Baltimore enters the game basically in 10th place in the AFC behind 5 wild card hopefuls, but only one game behind the Steelers for the division lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, highlights from the newest Oriole Taylor Ward, and LeBron James makes his 2025 debut. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% send financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, November the 19th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, we're going to be looking at questions about the new cost of the Key Bridge. How did they get to that original figure to begin with? The Congress votes to release the Epstein files, but there's an asterisk there, we'll explain. But our top story today has to do with the Key Bridge.
Fact is, none of us should be here today. This tragedy should have never occurred.
should never have occurred. Entirely preventable. Said the NTSB, that's Jennifer Homendy over at the NTSB. In the 20 months after the Key Bridge collapsed, they revealed their long-awaited findings on the Key Bridge disaster during an hours-long public meeting yesterday. Federal investigators claimed something shockingly small is what plunged the massive dolly into darkness. And this was a very small component containing a loose wire.
We're talking about a very small component here. And this is what caused all the problems.
Yeah, and that that loose wire, hard to believe that that would be the single, actually there were two causes, but this was the main cause, is that the loose wire didn't bridge the gap, so when they needed it to fire, they needed it for the electrical connections to make the proper connections, it wasn't there, it was malfunctioning, therefore that started the first blackout.
When a gap occurred between the ferrule and the spring clamp face, the electrical circuit was interrupted, leading to a blackout on the dolly.
How could a single loose wire do this? It was a specific wire in its location. It was the reason why the breaker tripped.
Yeah, hard to believe. Six lives lost, hundreds of millions of dollars in damage, and we now are living with businesses that are struggling on the other side of the bridge. We're living with increased traffic in 695. The port suffered for a little bit. This is a national security issue, as Ed Hale Sr. mentioned yesterday. But there was a second blackout on the dolly. And that blackout, there was supposed to be diesel. When there's a blackout, when there's a power failure, there's supposed to be diesel fuel pumped into the generator in order to, as a backup. And we find out that the flushing pump wasn't working either.
It would have shortened the duration of the initial underway blackout from 58 seconds to 10 seconds, providing more time for the crew to attempt to recover critical systems.
Yeah, and so two failures, loose wire, and then, of course, the flushing pumps weren't working properly. They couldn't get the fuel to the diesel generators quick enough. Would have been 10 seconds, and it was close to a minute, and 50 seconds is a long time when you've got a massive cargo ship that is careening towards the Key Bridge. Now, we did hear that there were problems before the dolly even left the port of Baltimore. There were several blackouts, several electrical. We had a guy call electrician that morning here on the show that said he had a buddy that was working on it. And the next big question is, well, where are the safety inspections before the ship ever leaves the docks?
They have not updated their SMS to incorporate more detailed inspections. They have not. No.
That's very concerning.
Yeah, I would say it's beyond concerning. It is catastrophic. It is negligence on the
Absolutely.
Part of the people on the ship, running the ship. You know, those workers are still trapped here in Baltimore. They can't, the original people on the crew of the dolly. The ship left, but the crew had to stay here. So they're now stuck here in Baltimore and have been for almost 2 years. All right, next up, we'll take a look at what some of the fixes are, some of the recommendations, and just how risky is the Chesapeake Bay Bridge of meeting the same fate. It's not good, folks. 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. With the rain overnight, some rain showers still around. They're working on the wreck. I-97 southbound right after New Cut Road. Still kind of crowding the right side just a bit, so there is a backup there. If you're coming south from Route 100 and you're working your way past New Cut Road, just try to stay to the center and the left-hand lane. After that, we're okay. Towards Benfield Boulevard, we had a couple of accidents on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop at the BW Parkway in Prince George's County, and then on the shoulder, outer loop at Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County. And we had a report right before 6 of a broken down vehicle on the JFX. It was on the right shoulder, but was facing the wrong way. So we'll see if that transpires into anything. Unfortunately, we don't have a camera there for the traffic southbound, so we'll try to get some more information on that when we can. And keep in mind, the roadway conditions are still damp for the early morning ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be damp and foggy start today. Remaining cloudy a little bit later on. Highs near 50 overnight, mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Cloudy, cool, low 50s tomorrow. Maybe a rain would return on Friday. So right now it is cloudy, 43 in Columbia and 46 in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. And the Cambridge Dictionary has unveiled its word of the year for 2025. And no, it's not 6-7.
Wow. Thank God.
It's parasocial.
Parasocial.
Parasocial, which mm-hmm. Chuck thought means two parties. But it doesn't. It's actually when you feel a connection to a celebrity that you feel close to them and you're not really close, you just feel that way. That's how it was defined to me. Like for all the Swifties out there that feel like, oh my God, it's like their big sister or their relative or whatever, but obviously it's not. Elon Musk's new pay package from Tesla, $1 trillion, will pay him more money than every single elementary school teacher in America combined. How about that? Of course,
true. Sad but true.
He's fathered so many children, every single elementary school teacher might get one. The new CEO of Hooters Restaurants wants to remake the chain to be more family-friendly. How about that? They said they want to turn Hooters into a combination of Cracker Barrel and Golden Corral. They're going to call it Golden Barrels.
Oh, God.
Or Golden Hooters.
Golden Hooters. That's an award you can, well.
Shador Sanders, the quarterback of Cleveland Browns, he got his first NFL start over the weekend against the Ravens. He goes home and finds out $200,000 in property missing. He was burglarized while he was playing.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean,
apparently he didn't spend anything on a security system.
No. That's
apparently
what I don't understand.
Not.
You have that kind of deal going, why isn't somebody there?
Yeah.
Just get a Doberman.
Yeah. It's just, well, he's a quarterback. What would he know about defense, right? House of Representatives voted nearly unanimously to release the so-called Epstein files. Only one House member voted no. Clay Higgins from Louisiana said he didn't want to have any of the victims' names or witnesses' names in the report. Excuse me, you haven't heard of redactions?
Right.
I mean, most government files and reports we get are filled with redactions anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's Jamie Raskin. He knows about that.
Yeah. And Jamie Plaskett.
Stacey Plaskett.
Yeah. Jamie Raskin. He's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a piece of work, right?
Yeah. Hakeem Jeffries has been caught soliciting Jeffries for donations. I think Trump rope-a-doped him. I really do. I think he put up this fight that he didn't want him to release the files, only to, you know, they tried to get Trump, and now they're out, and it's not going to go well for the Democrats. An elderly Washington resident has been hospitalized with a strain of bird flu that has never been detected in humans before. My only question is, did it come from China? Because if it came from China, I would be worried.
Yeah.
But right now, it is not. Hey, today is International Men's Day.
Men, manly men.
So make sure you treat the man in your life extra special today.
Why?
Because it's International Men's Day.
Well, I don't remember.
I'm sure they would do the same for you.
Being treated.
If it was International Women's Day, I'm sure you would get the same kind of treatment. did you say the person that drove their car into the harbor?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a woman?
I think it was.
Yes, after her vehicle went in.
Yes, okay.
Why should that matter?
Well, it's just, you know, I see all these videos online of women doing really crazy things in their cars.
They do a lot of crazy things. I'm one, I know.
And some of them aren't even blonde. So, I mean, you know, there you have it.
Hey, man, this is real, too.
No, guys can do some stupid stuff, too, no doubt.
She thought it was a car wash.
Yeah.
By the way, what about this story with this this thing flying around in space that may be coming to see us? You heard about that?
Yes, I have. First, they thought it had this really long tail that wasn't really...
no comet.
Not a comet. And secondly, it was... now they say that looks like it's got some kind of propulsion system.
Yeah. Because bring out radio waves.
Yeah.
And I want it to be the spaceship with the Rodneys that come out, like in Miller Lite.
So, who knows? You know, beam me up, Scotty. That's
all
I can say.
This is going to be the day the Earth stood still. And Michael Rennie steps out.
Yeah.
With Gort, the robot.
Yes. If it landed in your backyard, Chuck, what would you do?
I would say, listen, I'll give you 2-for-1 for that outfit.
That's right. Can you somehow guide my ball into the hole?
Go out. Go. Nanu.
Right. See you in a couple.
And a can of Pandastan.
Thank you. 619, 19 minutes, half the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Imagine that, a loose wire, something that was probably a little less than an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch, causes that kind of catastrophic. It's possible, but there are many are going, really? Just a loose wire?
A loose wire, yeah. And so seemingly, it's just such a small
and
little...
And then you have the first blackout, that's the loose wire, and then you have the flushing pump that wasn't getting the diesel
generator issue.
For the generator issue. So now you've not one, but two catastrophic failures within minutes.
But you'd think these two things would have been preventatively checked, like a routine maintenance check of some sort.
The NTSB, nowhere in the report are they saying anything about sabotage. Or anything that there was initial speculation that maybe the ship had been hacked or something, cyber hack, but nothing in the report that would indicate that. All right, get your calls and comments coming up next. We'll take a look at is the Chesapeake Bay Bridge at risk? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit TurfValley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623, you know, there are other things to look at besides the electronic components and the flushing pumps aboard the dolly. We'll mention some of those in just a second. I hate to use the phrase flushing pumps introducing Chuck Whitaker, but it happens occasionally. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Flushing Pump Johnson.
Don't knock it unless you wear them. Flushing pumps are very nice for your ankles.
They're very complimentary on your ankles, by the way.
Yes, very nice.
They really those ankles have turned into slim ankles.
They're so tight, though, my knees are all blown out. That's a problem. That's a problem. Unbelievable. See what you get me into? You drag me into this, and then I get caught up. Now, there's a new rank. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got to come. Jeez, whatever this is, we got it today. Southbound 895 around Pulaski Highway, have not seen the wreck yet. I've been looking at the camera at Eastern Avenue. I've been back here at Pulaski Highway. I don't see it, but there is an impact on 895 going back to Moravia Road. So apparently, it looks like it may be in the left-hand lane. Traffic kind of getting over to the right at the bridge of Pulaski Highway. So that's a problem now for the old Harbor Tunnel as you're heading south. Earlier wreck, I-97 southbound right after New Cut Road is still crowding the right side just a bit. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We got a wet start to the day. Damp and foggy. Remaining cloudy throughout the day. High near 50. Overnight cloudy. Upper 30s. Right now we're cloudy and 42 in Ellicott City. 41 in Reisterstown. So as the NTSB now has revealed in their voluminous report, 20 months in the making, they obviously found a loose wire that caused the first blackout. And then the second was the Dolly's high voltage breakers were in manual mode rather than automatic, which would have helped shorten the initial underway blackout from 58 seconds to 10 seconds. And my immediate question on that is, was that found to have been incompetence, negligence, or an intentional act? Again, you have a checklist when you're getting ready to go to sea. Okay, a long journey to sea. And there's a checklist that the captain, issues and all the engineering components. You got to go down that checklist. It's like when an airplane takes off, pilot and co-pilot have a checklist to go over which systems are operating, check landing gear, check autopilot, check this, check that. And was that done? Was their checklist done? Were the high voltage breakers checked to see if they were in manual or auto mode? There should have been in auto mode, but they weren't. That cost us precious seconds. Imagine now if you're in auto mode and that generator kicks in, if the flushing pumps were working properly, then you might have had some time to warn people on the bridge to get off. You might have saved six lives. So that part of the report, I've not read the entire thing yet. I skimmed it late last night, but I'm going to dig in a little deeper here today. The other issue is that the state of Maryland itself, what level of culpability does the state have when it's not doing whatever it needs to do to protect these bridges, these spans? They did not protect the Key Bridge. Chesapeake Bay Bridge has minimal protections. We'll get to that in just a second. But doesn't the state have a responsibility, an obligation, to not only inspect the bridges on a regular basis, but to make sure that they are properly protected, especially since the size of these cargo vessels have now gotten to be humongous. So I look at that. Why was only one tugboat helping to escort the Dolly out of the harbor before it hit a larger body of water, before it got under the bridge? I would think at the minimum of two tugs. I understand it's expensive. Again, sometimes, you get what you pay for, and when you take shortcuts, it leads to catastrophic failures like this. Another key recommendation that the NTSB made for bridge owners is to adjust their vulnerability assessment calculations based on today's modern vessel traffic. Under today's standards, investigators found the Key Bridge was nearly 30 times above the acceptable risk threshold for catastrophic collapse. 30 times. And it's not alone. The NTSB put out a notice to 68 bridges nationwide asking them to undergo a new safety assessment. All have responded. Only 35 have completed their calculations so far. 13 bridges have been deemed safe, and 22 bridges are considered at risk, including both spans of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. So 20 months after we watched the Key Bridge collapse, we still haven't lifted a finger under the Moore administration to do anything to inspect or protect both spans of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. We are asking for more problems, asking for trouble again. Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So this should be a major issue. And, of course, just say, well, we don't have any money. Well, take the money from the red line to nowhere, which, is a monumental, complete waste of taxpayer dollars, and put it to protecting the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and do it immediately. It really is amazing that we have this level. And again, so, yes, the Dolly itself, the crew, the captain, the owners, the vessel manufacturer, they all, I think there was a $100 million lawsuit that the DOJ filed that they settled with them. There were $330 million in insurance money. They're massive lawsuits. You have to compensate the families of the victims that were killed on the bridge. But now we have who's going to pay? Who is going to pay to rebuild this bridge? We'll get to the cost coming up a little bit later on in the program. So when you look at it, it is it's tough. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, we'll get some of your calls and comments on this. Plus, Congress has voted to now release the Epstein files, but there's an asterisk on the release, and we'll tell you what that is and who that might protect. In just a moment. Don't forget, Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman at 6:30. It is time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Businesses in the Towson area thought that closing down a motel known for criminal activity would help, but the problems ended up right across the street at another motel. Maryland State Police were at that motel just a week ago to bust up a sex trafficking ring. Governor Wes Moore has announced that Korean biotechnology company NatureCell is planning to open a manufacturing facility that will bring 500 jobs to Baltimore City. The 100,000-square-foot facility will be located at 1401 Severn Street in the mixed-use Gaslight Square complex. The facility is expected to be complete by 2031. The governor says Maryland continues to lead in life sciences innovation, and NatureCell's investment reinforces the state's reputation as a global hub for biotechnology and advanced research. Four people have been arrested on drug charges in Brooklyn Park. Anne Arundel County Police began their investigation in October after receiving community complaints about drug sales around Cross Street and Wasena Avenue. From November 10th to the 14th, detectives arrested the suspects and seized crack cocaine, oxycodone, suspected fentanyl, drug packaging materials, and thousands of dollars in cash. The suspects from Brooklyn Park and Glen Burnie range in age from 21 to 29 years old. And Mayor Scott has directed the Baltimore City Law Department and the Office of Equity and Civil Rights to open an investigation into possible violations of the Fair Housing Act. The mayor says the matter involves investors behind a recent fraudulent mortgage scheme that led to a number of foreclosures in the city. A Baltimore County man has been sentenced to nearly 11 years in federal prison for conspiring to traffic 14 firearms. Cedric Brinkley of Windsor Mill pleaded guilty in the case, admitting that in April of 2024, he and a co-conspirator agreed to sell firearms to a buyer who turned out to be an undercover ATF agent. 6:32 on Casey & Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. Jesus promised us in his word that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Not that that has stopped the devil and his minions from trying. From the killing fields in Cambodia to the gulags in the Soviet Union, from the re-education system in China to the Muslim extremists in the Middle East, from the evils of Planned Parenthood to the communist mayor of New York City. The attacks continue to come against the body of Christ, but the church, which is called to be salt and light in this evil world, has preserved the culture in the midst of debauchery and despair. It's been a beacon of hope through the faithfulness of its members. Whether it was Wilberforce, Mueller, or William Booth, God's people have taken a stand against evil. And now, in the 21st century, we continue to look for righteous people in the land whom God would use to stem the tide of turpitude until Jesus returns. This has been Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays on 895 beginning at Moravia Road. The accident was southbound near Pulaski Highway, and the Urban Avenue ramp apparently now moved to the shoulder, but now we're pretty much stopped at Moravia Road going through that area. That sent some traffic over very quickly to the 95 connector towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now 95 is also backed up to the ramp area at Moravia Road. So we'll continue with early 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. The accident southbound I-97 near New Cut Road has now been cleared, and that's getting back to normal. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway now on the shoulder, but with delays on the outer loop in Prince George's County at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day. After that, lots of clouds and cool temperatures with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, more on the newest Oriole, left fielder Taylor Ward, an 8-year veteran acquired last night in exchange for the injury-plagued Grayson Rodriguez. That call was on Fox Sports TV. Ward brings a power bat to Baltimore. A veteran hitter to plug into the middle of the order. A starter for the last four seasons. 98 homers and 323 driven in. 36 homers last year. Meanwhile, the Birds giving up on Rodriguez after three injury-plagued seasons. Gambling on the health of Kyle Bradish. The resurgence of Trevor Rogers. The reliability of Dean Kramer. And the possibility of acquiring an ace in the free agent market. Once again, Taylor Ward is now a Baltimore Oriole. Passing the football wasn't a problem for the Ravens' offense last season, but all of a sudden, it's an issue now. The Ravens are 29th in yards after being 7th a year ago, and Baltimore has had 200-plus passing yards in a game just once this year, 223 against the Lions in Week 3. Head coach John Harbaugh on the sputtering at times nature of the Ravens' attack, which is headlined by Lamar.
I don't really have an answer for that. You know, it's not required. You know, Lamar... Next thing you know, Lamar will break out and run for 100 yards. You know, so that's always in the... I'm sure defenses have got to consider that.
Meanwhile, Jackson isn't running as frequently or productively as he has in the past. The all-time and single-season leader in rushing yards for a quarterback, Jackson has run for 60 yards on 18 carries. That's just 3.3 yards per attempt in the three games since his return. Elsewhere in the NFL, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers will not need surgery on that left non-throwing wrist injured in Sunday's game against the Bengals. Head coach Mike Tomlin says his status for this Sunday against the Bears is TBD. NBA last night, the season debut of LeBron James in his NBA record-breaking 23rd season. But it was his slimmed-down teammate who stole the show. Indeed, it was Luka Doncic. James had 11 points and 10 assists, but Doncic, 37 points and 10 assists. Lakers big over the Jazz in L.A., 140-126. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Orioles getting aggressive.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I mean, apparently there's just so far that bobbleheads and floppy hats and the splash zone are going to take you, right?
I think eventually, the floppy heads are next.
Right. But eventually you're going to need players, yeah. Right? And eventually you're going to need to win games. And I think the Orioles recognize that, obviously, over the over the season. So new manager, new power hitter right in the middle of the lineup, and the guy who couldn't pitch, gone.
Right.
I think this is the start of something here that the Orioles are going to get really aggressive in the offseason.
They might get another, they get an ace.
They have to get an ace.
Get an ace, and then you got Rodgers, in that rotation. They might be able to throw two or three guys out there that you don't have these long losing streaks when you have good pitchers that can stop them.
I think between an ace, hopefully,
right,
a Rodgers, Bradish, and Kramer, that's four.
Right.
Wells can either be the fifth starter, or they may move him to the bullpen and become the closer. They may have that closer in-house.
Right.
Bautista,
he's done.
He's going to be done for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the shoulder surgery from last year. So, you have to give David Rubenstein credit. Many times in the offseason, he said there are no constraints as far as payroll is concerned. Now, we still have to see. They got to go out and get the ace.
Right.
If they do that, this team has a good chance in 2026.
All right, keep our fingers crossed.
We will.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:38. By the way, there's a big concert coming up next summer. It's the Double Trouble Vision Tour, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner. It's going to be a Jiffy Lube Live, and we've got a pair of tickets to give away each morning through the end of the week. So just be listening at some point during the course of the show. You will either hear a Lynyrd Skynyrd song or a Foreigner song. When you hear that, be the first caller. Not now. When you hear either the Lynyrd Skynyrd song or a Foreigner song, be the first caller at 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM680, and you will get a pair of tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, Foreigner, next July at Jiffy Lube Live. So be listening for that coming up any minute. Any minute now within the course of the show. So good luck with that. We got a call here this morning. We've got Gary in Florida. Good morning, Gary.
How you guys doing this morning? I'm down here in Tarpon Springs, Florida, but I listen to you guys on my app like I do at home all the time.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, man, I love your show. But look, I got to ask you a question about this commission that, you know, I got to preface this by telling you guys, I worked 18 years part-time for a guy in the Rosedale area, delivering meat products to D.C. and Northern Virginia. And I always, always used the Key Bridge. And for all those years that I worked, I would go over that Key Bridge. I would see ships either coming in or going out, and every one of them was always escorted by a tug.
A single tug, or
sometimes one tug. I guess it depended on the size of the ship.
Right.
But there was always at least a tug. Helping those ships in and out underneath of that bridge.
Yeah.
And about 2 years before that accident, I noticed going over that bridge, and I always saw ships coming through there. I noticed that there was no tugs. They all of a sudden, they were just by themselves. Has that commission addressed that at all? Because I'm saying if that tug would have been in that area.
Yeah, I think if there was another tug there, then it may have prevented the accident. Don't know for sure, but it may have done that. And I was told, I think it was Ed Hale that told me this, about a year and a half ago when he called into the show, and he said that the cost of these tugs can be upwards of $3,000 an hour or something. And
I talked to a guy that worked on those tugs, and I asked him how come I don't see tugs escorting ships in and out of the harbor any longer, and he told me the exact same thing. It's a money issue.
Yeah, I think. Hey, look, let's be honest. A lot of these places, a lot of these shipping companies, these maritime companies, don't want to spend the money. You know, they want to take shortcuts, and this is what happens when you take. But that's on us. You know, the thing is, we should have a policy. The Port of Baltimore should have a policy that ships of a certain size must have a two tug escort. Otherwise, you don't come into the port or exit the port.
I agree completely, and I believe in my heart that if there had been a tug that was escorting that dolly out of there, that would have never happened.
Well, you know, we obviously needed two. We got one, and then when you have a ship that size that's drifting, and it's a pretty pretty steep current, pretty heavy current in the Patapsco there, you don't have much choice. You've got an inanimate object. That bridge is not going anywhere, and that massive vessel, you saw what it did. You know, the damage that it did. Gary, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for listening all the way in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jay in Tillman Island. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to you guys talking about the Key Bridge and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. My son worked for a company. I'm not going to give you his name or the name of the company, but his job was to be on a boat underneath the Bay Bridge in the event that if a worker fell into the water, they could retrieve him. He said that are all the big, giant concrete pylons, giant chunks of concrete are just falling apart. They're taking metal bands and banding around the pylons, the big concrete pylons, to hold them in place. It's really, really bad. He goes, just a matter of time for something major happens.
Yeah, that concerns me as a person that goes over the bridge on a regular basis. Not only the decking, but the underneath, the support structure, the pylons, and you name it, the concrete pillars, and so on and so forth. And I know every once in a while it looks nasty because it rusts, but that oxidizes pretty quickly, and they repaint it. But those pylons are the issue. Jay, thanks for bringing that up. And the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, both spans have been placed at risk by the NTSB. The state of Maryland must do something immediately. I can't believe we don't have a Democrat or a Republican in this state that has not introduced a bill to review and repair and fix the bay. They're more concerned about the third span than they are the existing two. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we still have delays. 895 South, there was a wreck in the area around the Urban Avenue ramp, Pulaski Highway. They got it to the shoulder. Backed us up, though, back beyond Moravia Road. Then there's a little break in the traffic, and then we're heavy again going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Well, the word gets out that 895 was having a problem. Everybody pretty much went next door to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So 95 now is backed up, and it's solid right here at Moravia Road. Right as we stand right now, no issues on the roadway. 25-minute delays southbound, both at 95 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The rain overnight, the roadway conditions are still wet. The west side outer loop delays now are going to begin anywhere from 795 going south down into Frederick Road. Then looking a little bit further down, still okay right here at I-70 and moving through that area and the Parkville side. Now we should begin to see some brake lights. Yep, already here, right here at Hartford Road on the outer loop, eventually moving over towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day today, but then it'll be just cloudy and 50 overnight, mostly cloudy upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, cool, low 50s. Rain could return on Friday at some point. Right now, we're 43 and cloudy in the city, 47 in Stephensville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Petabella Johnson.
Gravy stains, Duddleson, gravy stains. Look at you. You're a mess.
He's been on the gravy train most of his career, that's for sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Crystal is now building on its classic patty melt. I love patty melts. They're just, that's the, it's like a burger on rye bread and a grilled sandwich. Good stuff. Classic patty melt.
She used to do the opening show at the game.
She did. You were there along with her.
Good old Patty.
Patty melts, Tiffany Lamps.
Gusty Wynn, she was over the 2 o'clock
club. Gusty Wynn, well, she was across the street, 2 o'clock club. She only was on for 5 minutes.
New Chipotle patty melt is now available at Crystal. Bacon and egg patty melt for a breakfast sandwich.
Ooh.
And the new Chipotle bacon and egg patty melt as well. That has a little jalapeno in it as well. Finally, they've made something for Chuck. Maggie, I want you to see this. This is the first Taco Bell with a taco holster on the belt there. You can, it's right in the front there where the buckle would be. They make a little bit of holster. You can rest your taco inside the holster where you can, sample it on occasion. Or you eat it all in one fell swoop if you want.
Dear.
I think they stole this idea from Chuck. Chuck actually has, he's got double burrito holsters on his belt. One on each side.
Keep your hands off your chalupa.
That's right. Drop the chalupa.
Drop the chalupa.
Yeah. So there you have it. Venmo and Taco Bell decided the belts should do more than just hold up your pants. They should hold your tacos as well.
You just can't wear that when you're driving because you still have trouble getting to it.
Yes. Well, then you might have a little, maybe it's a, here's an idea, maybe a detachable holster. You can take it off your belt.
Velcro?
And then.
Yep,
I think so, and I think you could put that with a knee pad, so that way you have one on each side.
Right.
And then put the drink in between somewhere, you know.
No, put it on the head like a
beer helmet.
I
thought this out, as you can see.
Yeah, it's kept you up late at night. How can I maximize my eating time? If you've ever experienced New York City-style cream cheese, you know it is a far cry from the stuff they sell at the grocery stores. It's pillowy, it's light, it melts in your mouth.
A schmear.
Yeah, a schmear is right. Again, so where does the New York City-style cream cheese get its unique charm? According to Sam Silverman, he's a self-proclaimed bagel connoisseur, he says the secret ingredient is seltzer water.
Seltzer water.
Silverman says it helps whip hard cream cheese into a smooth, creamy texture, and he specifically uses Canada Dry, although any seltzer water would do the trick. So if you want that New York-style cream cheese, try it. Get your block of cream cheese and then put a little... It doesn't say how much seltzer water, so I guess it would be trial and error.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they said for years that the New York water was what helped their bagels have that taste.
Yeah. So maybe it's seltzer water, New York's seltzer water. Who knows?
No, they say
maybe
they
carbonated.
The
that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm. New York City apparently has some of the best drinking water.
It does.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's much better than we have here in this area. That's for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Still to come, we're going to go. The Epstein files have been released. That's in the next hour. Top of the hour, the Maryland redistricting debate is heating up. And at the same time, John Myrick, he's another Republican gubernatorial candidate. He's going to join us in our 8 o'clock hour and talk about the Key Bridge and the budget deficit and the redistricting battle and so much more, including the state cooperating with ICE. So we're going to ask him a bunch of questions as well. So stay right there, and you can join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I wanted to mention that Tim Kyle, right now, as the weather does start to turn a little bit colder at night, we had a raw, rainy day yesterday, and when you do need that heat to come on, you want to make sure that, A, it does come on, and then and B, that it's not, when it's operating, it's efficient, that it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And it happened to me last year. I had some kind of switch. It was sticking on my heat pump outside, and I was seeing bills of $500, $600. And I said, something's wrong here because I haven't changed a darn thing. So they came out. What they did they replaced the air filter. Obviously, I do that on a regular basis. But they service your heat pump or your furnace, and they unstuck the switch. And ever since that time, and gave it a blast of a refrigerant back during the summer, then it's been operating, knock on wood, very smoothly. And it's a 23-year-old unit, so. They keep telling me I need a new one, but eventually, well, who wants to pay? You know, unless you absolutely have to. It's one of those things, you know, oh, gee, it's 23 years. I better get a new one, right? But Tim Kyle, they'll help you with that, too. Call him for your appointment, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you go online, timkylecompany.com.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work, no subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Wow!
Eight before the hour of 7 o'clock here on KC and Company. We're talking about the Key Bridge, the NTSB, one loose wire. The fact that some of the backup units should have been on automatic. They were on manual. How did that happen? Then the flushing pumps that send the diesel fuel to the backup generator, they weren't operating properly either. So a cavalcade of mistakes that led to catastrophic loss of life. And the fact that I think there's blame all the way around. We cannot absolve the state of Maryland. And this is not a political criticism. This is the state. Would be it led by Republicans or Democrats, have ignored the Key Bridge for all these years, and they're doing the same to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And I'm telling you right now, we can't do that any longer. We've got to make sure that this infrastructure is safe. August, that makes a good point. He says, yes, the loose wire wasn't on the boat. It was on the inspection process. Yeah, that's a great point as well. 6:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
New Rankin, Frederick County, in Frederick, eastbound I-70, right at the ramp at I-270, and it is blocking at least the right lane, so the data showing some back in there already, at least a mile on the eastbound side. These slowdowns now at both the Harvard tunnels, which very early started with the wreck on 895 around Erdman Avenue. Both the tunnels are backed up towards the city-county line, and now it's beginning to impact 95 southbound. So if you're coming down from the Beltway, you get down to the bridge and the overpass at Chesico Avenue, the backup is starting right there. The express lanes not affected, but eventually will be impacted because both the tunnels now are backed up with 30-minute delays sitting right there at the city-county line. Your normal delays early on 695 Outer Loop in Hartford and the west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Damp and foggy start to the day today. It's going to remain cloudy and a high near 50. Overnight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And tomorrow, cloudy, cool, and will be in the low 50s. We've been talking about the collapse of the Key Bridge. First, we found out yesterday the cost overruns. Initially, it was about $1.9 billion. Now that skyrocketed to over $5 billion. I think it's going to be more when all is said and done. And it was supposed to be done sometime in 2028. Now we're hearing the end of 2030. So almost 6 years. So the question is, why might the Key Bridge rebuild price exceed $5 billion. Well, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with Bruce Gardner. He's the executive director of the Maryland Transportation Authority, and we'll get to him in just a second. But I understand we have a traffic situation that is breaking as we speak. Chuck?
I don't know what the problem is. One of our listeners just called and said no traffic is moving at the Conowingo Dam, and I have just confirmed that. I'm looking at the overhead shot at Route 1, and there's nobody moving at the Susquehanna either direction. So I'm assuming there's a wreck out on the dam itself, and traffic was just kind of just easing up to it. But it doesn't look like to me that it's going anywhere right now. So that's both sides of Route 1 from Harford County and from Cecil County. And we'll try to get some more information on that. Okay, thanks, Sean.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the update. Appreciate that. So if you're heading in that direction, you might seek an alternate route. That's a good timely update. So according to the MDTA, reconstruction of the new Key Bridge likely won't be done until the end of 2030. And now, instead of costing around $2 billion, it's now going to top $5 billion. So Mackenzie Frost caught up with Bruce Gardner and talked about why the increase in costs.
And it means that the bridge has to be wider across the river. So 1,600 feet in width, we weren't expecting it to be that much. There's also six total structures around the main cable stay different spans.
Did the NTSB requirements change from when the initial estimates came out?
No. So the AASHTO standards that all bridge owners have to basically follow for the new bridges, they were in place. It's about the engineering and the calculations that you do to see how you design the bridge once you have those.
So is this the result of the contractor who miscalculated the projection here, or was this an MDTA issue?
No. So in the early days, we didn't have our engineering firm on board. We were required, in order to be eligible for the emergency relief programs, we had to come out with some type of estimate. We would have, you know, preferred to have an engineering firm on with as a contractor, but there simply wasn't the time.
Yeah, I've never worked, well, I take that back. I did work for federal government for 2 years at the Voice of America, and I saw my share of a bureaucracy, but I've never worked in an agency like, so they're expecting us to believe that you didn't have an engineering firm, a private consultant on speed dial in case something like this happens. Did you just pick up the phone and they say, hey, we got an emergency and we're going to need estimates, we're going to need design? That I don't understand the lack of urgency in any of these state agencies. I really don't. Neither does Sean Duffy, the Department of Transportation Secretary. He has some concerns about how the bridge is being designed and paid for, et cetera.
But we want to build this project in a way that is cost effective and actually can be built quickly. I don't know that the governor is on that path right now.
Clearly the governor's not on that path, and Mr. Gardner reacted to Secretary Duffy's comments.
How do you respond to that?
I think when they look at into those details, they'll see that we've been trying to build the bridge efficiently, design it efficiently, so we'll continue to work with them on that process.
But the big question here is, who's going to pay for this?
So the way the statute is written is the 100% guarantee. Now, Congress can rewrite statute anytime they want. So that's why the governor is going to work closely with Congress, and we will work closely with the USDOT so we can figure out how to get the bridge rebuilt.
Well, I would recommend, Governor Moore, you change your tune. You stop poking the bear. You start cooperating with ICE. Do everything you can to make sure that the feds get the message that you want to work with them, not against them, and put your personality feud with President Trump aside so that Marylanders can benefit once. Actually, we're the ones being left behind now. Town Appliance, both mayor and mayor that work at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, they have got every single appliance of your dreams. It doesn't matter what your budget is. They've got a stunning showroom. I would recommend you stop by and see it for yourself. Tell them I sent you in. It is, again, over 70 different brands for all different budgets with a price match and the service second to none guarantee that you'll be happy 100%. With your appliance from Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. First the House, then the Senate passed the bill directing the Justice Department to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein files. President Trump says he will sign the bill, although he calls the Epstein matter a Democrat hoax meant to distract from numerous Republican accomplishments since he returned to the White House. The president's formally designating Saudi Arabia a major non-NATO ally.
The president made the announcement at a White House dinner for the kingdom's crown prince, a move that aims to elevate the military relationship between the two countries. While the designation is largely symbolic, it does provide foreign partners with certain benefits in the areas of defense, trade, and security cooperation.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. The Crescent City, looks like you are next.
Sources tell AP 250 federal border agents are set to descend on New Orleans in the coming weeks for a two-month immigration crackdown. Dubbed Swamp Sweep, the operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. A setback for Republicans in a redistricting case out of Texas.
A panel of three federal judges has blocked Texas from using a new congressional map that Republicans drew in hopes of picking up five U.S. House seats. In a 2-1 ruling Tuesday, the judges in El Paso sided with opponents who claim Texas redrawing of congressional districts would harm black and Hispanic residents. Texas filed an immediate appeal with the Supreme Court Tuesday evening. Jason Walker reporting.
Stock futures have been moving higher so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 80 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 125 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments. but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so we're back looking live again here. Route 1 at the Conowingo Dam coming in from Cecil County, going north from Harford County. And again, traffic is stopped. We don't know why. We have not gotten the official word as to whether it's an accident or exactly what it is. But I've been watching this for 15 minutes now, and there's not a lot of traffic moving either direction coming down across from Cecil County and northbound from Harford County on that section of Route 1. So right now, it's a place to avoid till we get the official word. I'm assuming that there's probably a wreck out on the bridge itself and the dam. So we'll keep you posted on that. Our normal delays on the Beltway, JFX is going to be a little damp, so watch your speed coming in from Ruxton Road. We had problems earlier at both the Harbor Tunnels. Started out with a wreck on 895 near Pulaski Highway. Both the tunnels are backed up to the city-county line. And 95 now is backing up as you're coming south from the Beltway and down through the Rosedale area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day. After that, lots of clouds and cool temperatures with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 45 degrees in Parkville and 42 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County has activated its freezing weather shelter plan. County leaders say the plan will assist those who need shelter when the temps fall below 32 degrees. The plan is in place through April 15th of next year. During the day, public facilities like libraries, senior and community centers, shopping malls, movie theaters, and places of worship will provide for breaks from cold weather. In addition, county emergency shelters will be open from 6 p.m. until 9 a.m. on evenings when the temperature is expected to drop below freezing. The overnight shelter locations include the Eastern Family Resource Center in Rosedale, the Westside Men's Shelter in Catonsville, and the Hannah Moore Family Shelter in Reisterstown. The city of Annapolis earned its first ever score of 100% on the Human Rights Campaign's 2025 Municipal Equality Index. The MEI is a nationwide evaluation of more than 500 cities on how inclusive municipal laws, policies, and services are for the LGBTQ community. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 757, the Pick 4 2272. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, late last night, the Birds making a move for 2026, dealing injury play Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for power-hitting outfielder Taylor Ward.
Oh, that's gone.
That's a rocket from Taylor Ward.
You called it. It's gone. Number 36 for Ward on the year.
That call was courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network in the West. Ward, a fan favorite in L.A., brings to Baltimore a bat that accounted for 36 home runs a year ago, fifth in the AL, 98 homers over his last four seasons, and a resilient nature. After suffering a serious facial injury in 2023 and a collision in late August of last year, requiring 20 stitches but no long-term damage. In the meantime, the Orioles parting ways with Rodriguez, who appeared in only 43 games over three seasons with Baltimore, missing all of 2025. With that finger injury, Marlon Humphrey's status for Sunday's game against the Jets is still to be determined, but there's nothing wrong with his mouth. On his podcast, The Marlon Humphrey Show, released yesterday, Marlon's take on the fake tush-push play on Sunday.
You know, Mark Andrews with that little spinny round deal. Mark is a freaking, he's got something in his downstairs to call that play. That's a wild play to freaking call. So then I go up to an offensive coach. I'm like, dude, but who came up with that play? I've never even seen that. We ran that in practice. And they're like, man, Harbs came up with it. And I go up to Harbs after the game and I'm like, hey, you a bad man. You're a bad freaking man.
Marlon Humphrey, only the way that he can do it. Coming up in 30 minutes, a passionate Mike Locksley yesterday in College Park. And that is Stunt Hunt Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. That is the local contact numbers here to call into the show. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, six Democrats are now calling for a soft coup to take Trump out using the military. We'll explain in just a second. Congress votes to release the Epstein files, but there's an asterisk with this. We'll tell you what that's all about. But the Maryland redistricting debate heating up again yesterday. The second virtual meeting of the governor's so-called bipartisan redistricting commission. And guess who were no-shows? They weren't there. Angela Alsobrooks, who barely attended the first one, and Brian Frosch couldn't be bothered. That's some bipartisan commission you got there, Gov. That you appointed people that don't take their jobs seriously enough to be there. Now, maybe there was a family situation. I don't know. But we don't get any word as to why they were not there. But here was some of the testimony yesterday via their computers.
I'm in favor of a fair and competitive redraw.
The League of Maryland opposes mid-cycle redistricting.
I will unequivocally and emphatically discourage any efforts to move forward with this.
All right, so that's the way it went. That's the way it sounded yesterday with the redistricting, as voters were objecting to the some were and some were in favor of it, as you heard. But this is the way it's been going down of late. And you look at it, and here's the other thing I wanted to point out. This is something that we don't get a lot of comment on, and that is, I think the mid-cycle redistricting has happened in the past. I think maybe in Georgia in 2003 or 5 or 2005, Texas did it before in 2003, and normally it's done because of a court order. Or in some cases, I think this is the case, the reason why Texas and Florida have considered it is because of the people that have fled from California and other blue states and from New York to both Texas and Florida. They have had such an influx of individuals into their states that, you know, in order to get proper congressional representation, in order to get proper federal funding, you have to kind of redraw the districts now. That's the reason. These are Democrat policies that are causing flight out of California, out of Illinois, out of New York, and going to these other states. And the reason why California's fighting it, because they're going to lose seats. So that's that. In a nutshell, they risk losing seats because they're losing population because of their policies, because of their ideology, and that's it in a nutshell. So that's not being basically counted on here with any great length of seriousness as far as that goes. More from the testimony yesterday.
Maryland cannot sit idle while other states alter their congressional maps.
Representation is supposed to be based upon fairness. That is what our forefathers envisioned and what logic and common sense demands. How other states choose to draw their congressional boundaries is up to the voters of those states and has absolutely nothing to do with fair representation here in Maryland.
The districting advisory commission was created to ensure that Marylanders, not backroom politics, shape our maps and our future.
Yeah, the voice you heard there in the middle was that of John Myrick. We'll talk with him in less than an hour here on the program. But again, it is largely split across party lines. Democrats in favor, Republicans opposed, some libertarians, obviously, you know, either way. And it's something that all for one seat, all to push Andy Harris out in the name allegedly of fair maps. There's nothing fair about it. More to come. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I'll be damned.
What was it?
It was a wreck.
Oh, it was a wreck on the dam.
Yes, I told you that.
All right.
See?
Well, you said you couldn't see it first.
I can see it now.
Right.
And it's moving again.
Okay.
So they've cleared the dam. So now we give a damn that the dam is cleared and the whole damn thing is gone. Let me get that out of my system. So now we're back to normal. A little bit of a backup yet, but much better now. At least we're moving again, coming south from Cecil County on the north side and Harford County on the south side. Traffic is on the move again. That's a single lane across that road as you're traveling through there. So for about 25, 30 minutes, it was backed up, but we are getting better now. So much better through there. 95 as you're coming south from the area around the Beltway, and you're working your way down through the city-county line. All of that backup is caused by earlier delays that we had going into both the harbor tunnels. And boy, did we have a backup this morning. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. It's moving a little better. 895 backed up to the city-county line. Both of those combining to give us a delay also on 95 south of the Beltway. Pretty much the normal stuff right now in the Beltway. The interloop towards Green Spring filling in. Parkville side has already been slow. And the west side is jammed up pretty much anywhere from 795 working its way south. I'm just going to confirm that now. Yeah, it's slow. 795 going down through Frederick Road. And as Sean mentioned earlier, a little fog is now developing in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, damp and foggy start to the day, remaining cloudy, highs near 50. Overnight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. So we're going to be in this cloudy, cool weather pattern for the next couple of days and maybe some rain visiting back on Friday at some point. Right now, it is cloudy, 43 in Essex, 43 in Baltimore City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, we'll get into the Epstein files here at the bottom of the hour, but President Trump weighing in on that, said we've got nothing to hide. It's really going to blow back on the Democrats, and I think that was a rope-a-dope on his part. You know, they thought he was trying to hide something, and it turns out it's the Democrats who really are going to be running for the tall grass fairly soon. There was one minor little kerfuffle yesterday. That was on Air Force One the other day. President Trump returning to Washington, where a CNBC reporter, her name was Catherine Lucy, kind of interrupted the president several times, and here's how that sounded.
You got to find out, what did he know?
So if you couldn't hear it, just quiet, quiet piggy. And that has launched the world into absolute horror and disdain that he would call a CNBC reporter piggy. At first I thought he was saying Peggy. And then I looked up her name. Her name is Catherine Lucy. I don't know if she has a nickname, Peggy, so I don't think that's it. I think what he was referencing here is that she was trying to hog the time. She was trying to get in all these questions in front of all these other reporters, and he was just basically quiet. Quiet, Peggy. You're trying to hog up all the time. I don't think it was a reference to her appearance. I've seen her. She's not extremely overweight or anything, so I don't think it had anything to do with her appearance. I think it had to do with her style. And that came up yesterday in the Oval Office with ABC reporter Mary Bruce. Here was that exchange.
President, is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office.
Who are you with? Who are
Why
you?
Should Americans trust
Who are you with?
You? And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst, one of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful. And I've made America more successful by far than it ever was. And that it ever could have been, no matter who was president. There would be nobody bringing in $21 trillion, that I can tell you right now. As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Just yes, Mr. President, you're allowed to answer. You know, I feel painful about, you know, the families of 9/11 in America. But, you know, we have to focus on reality. Reality, based on CIA documents and based on a lot of documents, that Osama bin Laden used Saudi people at that event for one main purpose, is to destroy this relation, to destroy the American-Saudi relation. That's the purpose of 9/11. So whoever buying that, that means they are helping Osama bin Laden's purpose of destroying this relation. He knows that the strong relation between America and Saudi Arabia is bad for extremism, it's bad for terrorism. And we have to approve him wrong and to build our relation, to continue developing our relation. It's critical in the safety of the world. It's critical against extremism and terrorism. About the journalists, it's really painful to hear anyone that been losing his life for... purpose or nothing illegal way, and it's been painful for us in Saudi Arabia. We've did all the right steps of investigation, etc., in Saudi Arabia, and we've improved our system to be sure that nothing happened like that. And it's painful, and it's a huge mistake, and we are doing our best that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, he went on to call Mary Bruce a terrible reporter, and that maybe the ABC's license should be revoked for her. Again, 97%, according to President Trump, of their coverage is bad. There might be good news coming from Saudi Arabia and the possible inclusion in the Abraham Accords.
We've had a very good talk on the Abraham Accords. We talked about one state, two state. You know, we talked about a lot of things in a short period of time. We'll be discussing it further, too. But I think you have a very good feeling toward the Abraham Accords.
And he made major news by saying Saudi Arabia is now going to be a non-NATO ally.
Formally designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally, which is something that is very important to them. And I'm just telling you now for the first time because I wanted to keep a little secret for tonight.
And he also announced they're going to be selling F-35s to both Saudi Arabia and Israel. By the way, we'll get into this tomorrow. There's a new federal study vindicating the Trump trade policy and the tariffs. 150 years of evidence showing tariffs lower inflation. Brand new federal study out. We'll get into that maybe a little bit tomorrow on our update. It's 7:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, more in the redistricting battle. And one voter actually made a Nazi comparison yesterday.
A man on the-
things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Keep listening for a Lynyrd Skynyrd or Foreigner song. When you hear it, you could win a pair of tickets to the upcoming Double Trouble Vision Tour featuring Skynyrd and Foreigner next summer at Jiffy Lube Live. So be listening for that song coming up within minutes here on Casey and Company. It's 7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Morning back up now towards I-97, Route 32. A little fog, a little damp. They're moving slowly as they're coming around the merge of Route 32. Start by coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. That's going to be the normal stuff. I can't really see the bridge today at 178 because of the fog. The camera's way up at the top of that span overhead. But beyond that, at least we're clear going down through the ramp at 50 at I-97. There are no problems at all between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at Route 2 at Ritchie Highway over to the Severn River Bridge. They're getting ready for some construction in that area, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. See the warning signs there already, so we'll watch that as that progresses the next week or so. 95 and 895 all backed up from earlier problems. Big delays starting at the city-county line. 95 is impacted as well, coming south from the Beltway down through Rosedale to the split right at 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Damp, foggy start to the day today. Cloudy and a high near 50. A little bit later on, cloudy overnight. Upper 30s and rain is possible back on Friday. So be forewarned there. 44 in cloudy in Pasadena. 42 in Parkville. I just want to caution, this is what Bill Ferguson was talking about on the redistricting issue here in Maryland. A panel of federal judges yesterday blocking the new Texas congressional map ordered the state to use the 2021 map. It was a 2-1 ruling. A Trump appointee wrote the majority opinion saying the map ultimately passed by the legislature and signed by the governor achieved all but one of the racial objectives that the DOG demanded, and saying that it was unconstitutional and appeared to be an illegal race-based gerrymander. So I didn't see the map. I don't know whether it was race-based towards, towards Latino voters. In Texas, it seemed to have shifted towards Trump and the Republicans versus the black voters. But we'll see what happens. But so you never know how this is going to happen. They're going to appeal this ruling, and that may end up going before the Supreme Court. But yesterday here in Maryland, folks were invited. There's going to be one more meeting, I think, December 5th, and that's it. So one more virtual meeting. They don't have the decency to vote or meet in person. And make it everybody do it over on online, and good luck getting through. You have to register for that. You have to register just to sit in and listen to the meeting. Just crazy. And hear what some of the voters said yesterday before the alleged bipartisan governor's commission on redistricting.
It's a bit laughable that Maryland wants to now completely eliminate any other voice other than the party and partisan group that's in power.
Should you push through a map extinguishing Republicans, you can call it fair,
but it would just be a power grab that flies in the face of democracy.
I think if you eliminate the only remaining Republican congressional district, you're going to find yourself in court with, again, extreme partisan gerrymandering, and I think, quite frankly, the state will lose.
Will there be challenges in court? Probably. Can't overcome this extreme, coordinated, authoritarian power grab across multiple states by hoping for an immense, over-the-top, record-breaking voter turnout, or hoping that the worst won't happen.
Let's take a look at that, shall we? History would indicate that there were several attempts at mid-cycle redistricting. Again, many of them at the turn of the century. 1804, 1808, New York drew their new congressional district boundaries unrelated to any population shifts. And that might be the first example of mid-cycle congressional redistricting. And then one analysis found at least one state withdrew its congressional boundaries every year. From 1872 and through 1896, Ohio drew congressional district boundaries seven times between 1878 and 1892. Connecticut kept the same ones for 70 years, so go figure. But it's up to the states to decide if they don't feel they're meeting the needs of their state. If more and more people are moving into Texas and Florida from these other states, then it would be legislative malpractice not to try to take those seats into account. But here you got one dude yesterday testifying here. You know, there's always one bringing up his Nazi comparison.
I actually feel like we are at risk of being on a path like 1933 Germany.
Yeah, that's exactly the same path. These people, I mean, you know, when you're out of arguments, that's when you bring up the brown shirts, the Hitler comparisons, the Nazis, the Third Reich, and so on and so forth. This is what our system is about, okay? So stop acting as if mid-cycle redistricting has never happened. I just gave you a number of cases where it has happened. Some have been tossed by the courts. Others have been allowed to stay in place. So let's not, we've got Governor Moore. The only reason why he's calling this is to wipe out Andy Harris's seat. And that certainly is not a free election and a fair map when 30 to 35% of Republicans are disenfranchised. Rescue Natural Supplements announced their big Black Friday sale going on right now all the way through the end of this month. And you can save 45 to 80% on some of your favorite Rescue Natural supplements, from omega-3s to, weight loss, to helping to regulate blood pressure, helping to energize your system, to boost your hormones, in some cases to fall asleep, stay asleep. We've got over 50 different supplements, and they've all been marked down already at the website. Check it out at res-q.com. You can make your list there, or you can order right from the website itself. No coupon code is needed to take advantage of these incredible markdowns, and or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, and tell them I told you to call. Coming up next, Congress passes a bill to release the Epstein files, but there's a big asterisk on this one. Here's the latest news headlines once again with Maggie.
Good morning, thanks. The Maryland Transportation Authority is reviewing the findings and recommendations in the final NTSB report on the collapse of the Key Bridge. The NTSB announced during a Tuesday hearing that a loose wire on the Dolly cargo ship caused the power failure that led to the 2024 collapse that killed six workers. Investigators say if the MDTA had calculated the Key Bridge vulnerability, it would have been aware that the risk of collapse was almost 30 times greater than the acceptable risk threshold. The MDTA maintains that the collapse and the tragic loss of life were the sole fault of the Dolly and the gross negligence of its owners and operators. The state says the Key Bridge was approved and permitted by the federal government, and it complied with those permits. Maryland's U.S. senators were part of the unanimous consent supporting the House-backed bill allowing for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Senator Angela Alsobrooks posted a short message on Facebook saying, "Good, American deserves answers." Senator Chris Van Hollen says with Senate approval of the bill to release the Epstein files, President Trump must sign it into law without delay. And a driver is in critical condition after her vehicle went into Baltimore's Inner Harbor between Piers 4 and 5 on Tuesday evening. The fire department and police dive team responded to the 700 block of Eastern and rescued the woman from the sinking car. The woman was taken to a hospital, and a secondary search did not lead to any other victims. The vehicle was pulled from the water at around 9 p.m. And Governor Wes Moore has announced that Korean biotechnology company NatureCell is planning to open a manufacturing facility that will bring 500 jobs to the city. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing major on the Beltway right now, but with the rain and all the other stuff that went with it early this morning, we did have some problems. Now, I just spotted what appears to be a problem here. Inner loop right before Route 40. This is a tractor trailer that is stopped dead center in the roadway right here at Route 40 West. I don't see for sure if anybody's behind it or not, but it's a very large flatbed tractor trailer, and traffic now is getting by to the two left-hand lanes at that point, but we're backed up back to Frederick Road. Not sure if this is a wreck. They need to just tilt the camera a little bit to the right, and we can tell exactly what's going on. But right now, I don't know if anybody's behind it, but I do see the tail end of the backup. You're going to have an impact for the traffic coming up the hill from 95 and from Wilkins Avenue with this vehicle broken down at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day. After that, lots of clouds and cool temperatures with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Big news from Birdland this morning. The O's acquiring the power bat of Taylor Ward from the Angels in exchange for the injury-plagued arm of right-hander Grayson Rodriguez. Ward is a left fielder with 36 home runs a year ago. He was a fan favorite in L.A. Here's a clip of a scary moment for Ward in the field last year. And pay attention to who the batter was for the Astros.
Here is Ramon Urias as he hammers one to left field. It's Taylor Ward back near the wall, and he is right in the fence, and he is caught.
He's waving that trainer right away.
Yeah, he went head first into that wall in left field, and you can see the blood forming. He needs a towel. Chafin coming out of the bullpen right away to help close that cut.
20 stitches required for Taylor Ward. No lasting damage. Ward with 98 home runs in his last four seasons. That power bat, perhaps, that Mike Elias was looking for. An area of concern for the Ravens as they enter week 12 of the NFL season is the team's red zone struggles. Baltimore was number one in red zone offense last season, scoring touchdowns 74% of the time. But this year, Baltimore is 28th with 47% of the time. Head coach John Harbaugh says you can't label it for one reason.
A lot of different things. I mean, you know, each play is a little bit different. Some plays could have been executed better. Some plays, they did a great job of defending, you know, tried to run it a couple times, maybe didn't get it in, but bigger picture is, you know, that's an important part of the field for us.
Head coach John Harbaugh there. Over the past two games, the Ravens have scored just three touchdowns in the red zone in nine red zone trips. And against the Browns on Sunday, the Ravens settled for field goals on just two possessions in which they had first and goal inside the 10. More from the Marlon Humphrey podcast called the Marlon Humphrey Show. This is Marlon's reaction to the stadium when Shedeur Sanders entered the game.
I've never seen grown men get so crazy
I walked out late, so I didn't see the Ravens' second half drive. All I come out there and the crowd's going crazy. I'm seeing the cops like jumping, hugging each other. I don't think I've ever seen people this excited.
But apparently at least three people don't love Shador, and they are the three that were caught on video entering Shador's home at 6:46 p.m. on Sunday night while he was getting pummeled by Baltimore, pilfering what police estimated $200,000 in valuables. All it took was 12 minutes, the perpetrators exiting Sanders' home at 6:58 p.m. And finally, passionate is the word to describe Maryland head coach Mike Locksley yesterday in College Park, reacting to AD Jim Smith's commitment to him and the Maryland football program in 2026.
I've had a total commitment to this area for a long time. And I was asked last week why. I spent 37 years in this business doing what I do, and AJ and Sean are a reflection of it. I spent 17 seasons on this campus. Not very many people know the ins and outs of this campus like I have, and to have two people now that share the same special vision that I have while also seeing the foundation of what we have when we didn't have all the resources that we needed, I'm excited.
Maryland and Michigan at 4 p.m. on Saturday in College Park. The time now is 7:37. When we return, put your seatbelt on. It's going to be a wild ride.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the Ravens are going to beat the Jets on Sunday. They'll be 6-5. They're more than likely going to beat the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. They'll be 7-5. And then Pittsburgh comes to town.
Yeah.
December football, beginning with the Steelers.
With Aaron Rodgers with a bad wrist.
With a bad wrist, although he could play this week.
It's his left wrist, right?
Right, non-throwing. And so over the final five games of the year, you got Pittsburgh twice, Cincinnati again, Green Bay and New England. This is going to be really interesting coming down the stretch.
Yeah, Green Bay, New England are going to be tough games.
Very tough games.
Yeah.
New England, I think they'll be here.
The Bengals always seem to give the Ravens a little bit of a run for the money.
Yeah, it depends on Burrow. Yeah. I think they can beat Flacco for sure. Burrow can give them some problems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, from 1-5 to this, it has really been quite a ride.
A big turnaround, and the biggest is on the defense. I still think there's something off with Lamar offensively.
I do, too.
Yeah. Don't know what it is. I don't know if he's injured.
I think he is. I don't think he's 100%. He just doesn't look like the same Lamar. Even when he runs, he's still tentative.
Yeah.
It could be his age. Who knows?
I mean, he also wants to stay upright and healthy.
He's all of 28 years old.
I know.
Can you believe it?
That's old in NFL talk. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now for the hour of 8 o'clock. So it has happened. House members voted finally to release the Epstein files. It was 427-1. There are five did not participate. They basically voted present. There are two vacancies in the House. And one, Clay Higgins, said he didn't want to release names of victims and or witnesses. That's why he voted against. They got unanimous consent over in the Senate. The president commented on the vote to release, calling it a curse on the Democrats.
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert. And I guess I turned out to be right. But you know who does have? Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, who ran Harvard, was with him every single night, every single weekend. They lived together. They went to his island many times. I never did.
And Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida shows how it's done. I mean, she has disagreed with the president on the early, you know, he did try to release some of the files, of the grand jury files he couldn't release. There was a judge ordered that. So she was out there defending the president and his actions yesterday.
The president has pushed for transparency. I have, frankly, had many members' conversations about this. And I think what we're mostly disgusted about is that this entire time, it does seem that this has been only used to smear the president.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's going to blow up. This political hand grenade is going to blow up in the face of the Democrats. She did point out that President Trump had already released 50,000 pages of documents.
This administration has released over 50,000 files. Remember, Democrats tried to selectively pick and choose emails to, again, try to smear the president. Notice how they didn't put the Jeffrey Epstein email in there that talked about how much he hated the president.
And the Democrat Party's efforts to lie and smear and humiliate President Trump over the Epstein files continue to blow up in their faces. Their own connection to the deceased pedophile and pervert has now been exposed. In recent days, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has accused Republicans of running a pedophile protection program, and that prompted James Comer to take to the House floor yesterday.
Colleagues' coordination with Epstein. Another email shows Democrat fundraisers invited Epstein to an event or to meet privately with Hakeem Jeffries as part of their 2013 effort to win a majority. So Hakeem Jeffries' campaign solicited money from Jeffrey Epstein. That's what we found in the last document batch. The files underscore why former President Trump must appear for his deposition. We've subpoenaed him. To date, the Democrats have done nothing to help us secure his appearance. I support full transparency. The Oversight Committee will continue to work to get the truth to the American people and to get justice for the victims. That's our goal of this investigation. With that, I yield back.
Then, the gentleman yields back.
Yeah, then there's Virgin Islands Rep. Stacey Plaskett, who was seen texting with Jeffrey Epstein during a hearing last year in Congress, and there was an effort then to censure her for doing that, and yesterday she melted down on the House floor.
They've taken a text exchange which shows no participation, no assistance, no involvement in any illegal activity, and weaponized it for political theater. Because that's what this is. This has been reviewed by federal courts. Any charges, victims who initially had a case against me dismissed it on their own without prejudice. You don't want to talk about what is really happening here. Your attacks on working families, your protection of powerful predators and corporate criminals. You want to talk about texting felons. How often do you text President Donald J. Trump? That's the individual we should be concerned about.
Now, she tried to explain her, this was a constituent of hers, of course she represents the Virgin Islands, and that nobody knew of his predilections prior to that. In fact, he was only recently investigated and jailed within the last year or two. But there was another prosecution of him in Florida that everybody was aware of. So she is lying like a rug, folks, as they do. Former Harvard president, top economist to Clinton and Obama, Larry Summers, now stepping back from his public commitments to rebuild trust and repair relationships after he was prominently displayed in the Epstein file. So we'll tell you what the asterisk is coming up in just a second. But first, traffic weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The problem on the inner loop coming up to Route 40 West at exit 15, there was one tractor trailer that was stopped. He was helping the tractor trailer that is still there on the inner loop in the center lane between Edmondson Avenue and Route 40. There's a vehicle stopped on the right side on the shoulder. Right now, they're letting traffic go by in the left-hand lane and the left center lane, but there's a backup now if you're coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue and from 95. When you get to Frederick Road, you're going to need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. Very large tractor trailer. If it's broken down and they have to tow it, it's going to take a while. There's a new wreck also now on the Beltway near the split at Route 702. So I've seen the impact there on the Beltway from Philadelphia Road over to Pulaski Highway. The outer loop coming up from the Back River Bridge is also getting a look at this problem, and there's a delay there as well. So between Eastern Avenue, the Back River Bridge, and Pulaski Highway, delays over through there. 30-minute delays, if not longer, for the traffic still going south into both the harbor tunnels. And then there was a minor accident. They're in the painted out area now, southbound, left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So they're off the roadway. All four lanes are open. You'll see that as you come out of the left tube on the southbound side. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check it all. Your antifreeze, your tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, or Fox 45 Weather Authority Forecast. Damp and foggy to start it all off, and then remains cloudy throughout the day. Highs near 50, overnight mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Tomorrow cloudy, cool in the low 50s. Right now, maybe some light rain the next hour, and 53 in Ocean City, and it is 42 in LA. delicate city, and it is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got WCBM keychains and pens to give away for you today if you can correctly pick the fake news story. We've got Ben in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everybody.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I want Chuck to follow my guidance, so let me go
first. Oh, all right. We'll let you go first, and then we'll put Chuckles right after.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
Hey, Ben, wow. Whatever you say, baby.
This is new.
Story one. 67-year-old Michigan man by the name of James Donald Vance, or J.D. Vance, shares the exact initials, J.D. Vance, with the vice president, was sentenced Monday to 2 years in federal prison for posting online death threats against the president and vice president, J.D. Vance. Story two, Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles has closed schools 1 week early for Thanksgiving because of ICE's presence in her city. Lyles said undocumented parents can now feel safe around the holidays, not having to take their children to school and risk being abducted and deported by ICE. And story three, a former Air Force intelligence officer pleaded guilty last week to lying to law enforcement when she falsely accused her estranged wife, who is an astronaut, of illegally accessing her bank account from space. Summer Worden faces up to 5 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine. This has been a bitter legal dispute, but that's pretty good if she can do it from space. All right, story one, J.D. Vance sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for threatening J.D. Vance. Story two, the Charlotte mayor suspends school and classes to protect undocumented parents. And story three, wife of astronaut pleads guilty to falsely alleging crime in space. All right, we'll start with Ben.
All of these three are, like, really, 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 really weird. This is the one time I wish I was following the ladies. Let's go with... They're all weird. Let's go with two.
All right, Ben goes for story number two, Chuckles.
That was my first reaction, I think, too.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah.
You are getting chirped, sir, by the executive producer. Kristen.
Just love taps. The J.D. Vance story, that could be like he could write another book like Wes Moore, the other J.D. Vance. Right. Other Wes Moore. So I could see that maybe coincidence happening. And I could see two being true. I'm going to say number three. I don't think that signal will work. We're lucky if we get the internet signal working between Pikesville, Maryland, and Brooksville, Florida. So I don't know how they would get that to work from space. Thank you.
And Maggie.
I also say number three is the fakeroo.
All right, the ladies.
You sure don't want two?
The ladies go with three, and the men
enough two here.
Go with two. Nobody votes for number one. J.D. Vance sentenced to 2 years for threatening to kill J.D. Vance. That's a true story. Story number two, the Charlotte mayor suspending school for a week to protect undocumented parents. That is our fake news story of the day.
So
the men carry. It is National International Men's Day, so it only makes sense that the men would prevail for once.
You owe me one.
I owe you more than one. Yeah.
He owes a lot of people one.
Okay? Send me one of those keychains.
We'll send you a combination pen and keychain.
We've made history. The player choosing first. Great job, Ben.
All right, way to go, Ben. We'll put you on hold today to get your prize. And Chuck, congratulations. You're on a hot streak.
Six in a row now.
All right. Six in a row. There he goes. He just jinxed it. All right, we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm so far behind, I'm pulling up dirt.
By the way, folks wanted to know what the asterisk is in the Senate passing the bill to release the Epstein documents. Well, reading through, it's only six pages, and I read through it this morning. And it says, if the Attorney General makes a determination that covered information may not be declassified and made available in a manner that protects the national security of the United States, including methods or sources related to national security, the Attorney General shall release an unclassified summary for each of the redacted or withheld classified information. All decisions to classify any covered information after July 1, 2025 shall be published in the Federal Register. So it looks like now you got up to maybe a year of the bread and circuses show to continue, because they can say national security, we have to classify it, and then we'll just put out a summary, but it won't include names. There won't be any names. There won't be any sources and methods. So this was how the deep state protects itself. Even in the bill to release the Epstein files, they put a clause in there saying, good luck, but you're not going to get any names.
They just want to stress Trump out.
Yeah, that's the way they work in the swamp. Hey, let me ask you something. If you are over 62 and still making a mortgage payment every month, how long do you see yourself doing that? Does it ever feel like you pay the mortgage, you pay a few credit cards, and there's not much left at the end of the day? If that does sound familiar, my good buddy, Mark McVeary, he may be able to help you. He has spent 30 years helping homeowners use a reverse mortgage to get rid of their mortgage payment, pay off high interest cards, and make it easier to stay in the home that they love. Now, he's not there to push, anything. He's not there for a hard sell. He's there to walk you through your numbers in plain English to see that, make it so you can see what's possible with the house that you already own. And it might be the perfect thing for you, or it might not work out. You won't know until you try. The real question is, if you could remove that payment, free up that money every month, what would that change for you? What would your life look like? Call my good buddy Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Fox 45 News, the watchdog of local government.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
We challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
So what is the plan for more long-term solutions heading into this next session?
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News, investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
7:53, time for traffic and weather once again on the threes. And now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Tractor trailer, center lane, inner loop of the Beltway coming up the Route 40 West at exit 15. And only two lanes now are getting by to the left. So it's the center and the left-hand lane are open. The delays are all the way back down the hill to between Wilkins Avenue and 95. It's going to start to impact the ramps from 95 trying to get onto the inner loop. So again, heads up for that on 95 south from the city-county line, and also northbound if you're coming up from the airport trying to get onto the Beltway. And then when you get to Frederick Road, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. Southeast corner of the Beltway, the wreck is after the ramp at Route 702. It's impacting the both sides of the Beltway coming down from Pulaski Highway, but more of a backup on the traffic going on to the outer loop coming up from the Back River Bridge and up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday hump day. It was an ugly overnight with all that soaking rain, but rain is going to move out of here eventually. But it's just going to be a cloudy and cool day today. 50 for the high overnight, mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, cool, low 50s, and the rain could return on Friday. Right now, 45 and cloudy in Arnold, and it's 43 under cloudy skies in Middle River. Here is an email from Travis. He says, Sean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that Trump has outmaneuvered the left and the media on this whole Epstein thing. He had to wait until the fervor became so strong the story couldn't disappear like the Me Too movement did. Now that the story won't die easy, there's a real chance for justice. Looking at the emails, seems to me Trump was actually the hero of the story. The same man who would call every family of every soldier who died under his watch in Iraq and promised he would fix it, no doubt sat down with Giuffre and promised he would fix things. But the left has been lying about him so long they now believe that he is the monster they claim he is, and he makes them sloppy and vulnerable. They can't imagine he would be anything but a villain, and now they've guaranteed the left's culture of acceptance for pedophilia will be exposed for all to see. Yeah, that's a great point, Travis. I do think, as you know, we talk about Trump playing, again, 5D chess. Kamala thinks she plays 3D chess, but we know who's really on the chessboard. And that, I think, is what happens here, because now he's basically saying this is all a hoax. Democrats are using this to try to distract from their defeat. And then now they'll find the move on to the next shiny new thing. There'll be a new shiny new thing. It'll come down the pike. And when this thing plays out, the sad part about it is that I don't know if we'll ever get the names of all the individuals that were molesting under minors and went there for nefarious and immoral purposes, and in some cases, illegal purposes. I don't know if those people will ever be held accountable, because the deep state and blue bloods and elitists and the globalists, they protect their own at great lengths. The latest outrageous maneuver by the congressional Democrats, six of them, on a video yesterday, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, Mark Kelly of Arizona, Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania, Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania, Maggie Goodlander of New Hampshire, and Jason Crow of Colorado basically posted a video essentially ordering military soldiers and military professionals to betray Trump and implement a soft coup, rendering him powerless to carry out his policies. At the same time they were pulling this stunt, they were hiding behind their past service to masquerade as concerned patriots rather than partisan hacks. I think that is disgraceful. The video opens up all of them introducing themselves and their background in the military and intel community, and then they turn their attention to the military, and to me, this is insurrection. You want to talk about insurrection? You want to talk about J6? This is insurrection. We have elected officials telling the military, quote, you can refuse illegal orders. No one has to carry out orders that violate the law of our Constitution. Your vigilance is critical, and know that we have your back. Don't give up the ship. One could consider this treasonous, let alone being insurrectionist. But just imagine if Republicans had attempted a similar move during the Biden regime. And we saw what they did to folks like Tom Caldwell, we had on the air earlier this week. He wasn't inside the Capitol. He didn't incite anything, didn't attack anybody. But he spent 53 days in solitary confinement, because that's what these people do. And President Trump is still, again, there's a lot of payback to happen here. We're 304 days in to the first year of his second term. And there's still a long way to go to hold these people accountable. People like Lisa Monaco, who now she's now to alleged to have hid files to protect Obama. So we'll have to wait and see. And again, I don't know if Bondi and Patel and Bongino are up to the job. I still have my doubts about those three. 7:59, Timken Electric, heating and cooling, and now HVAC, of course. They do electrical, in which they do interior, exterior, and landscaping. Anything to do with electrical in your home, they are experts, and they're five-star when it comes to that. And now they've brought that same commitment to excellence to heating and cooling, and right now we're focusing on heating because it is late fall, and we're going into early winter. And that means that that heat pump, that furnace, is going to be coming on, especially at night when things dip down into the mid to upper 30s and 40s. So make sure your heat pump and or furnace is working properly. Get them out there. They'll service it. They'll change the air filters. They'll make sure that it's operating the way it should and that it's not costing you an arm and a leg. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, timkylecompany.com, and tell them I told you to call. Coming up next, John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate, joins us to talk about a number of important issues facing the state. It's 8 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Rich Thomason. Another country is joining a group of nations considered among America's closest allies outside of the NATO alliance.
We're taking our military cooperation to even greater heights by formally designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally, which is something that is very important to them.
President Trump announcing the move during last evening's White House dinner for Saudi Arabia's crown prince. The president also announced future Saudi investments in the U.S. totaling up to $1 trillion.
This opening up of the new avenues of cooperation between the United States and Saudi Arabia is really unprecedented.
An interesting side note, Elon Musk attended the White House dinner. As far as we know, it was his first time back at the White House since his falling out with President Trump over the big, beautiful bill. By an overwhelming margin, Congress has voted to release all government files on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Acting with lightning speed on Tuesday, the House and Senate approved a bill requiring the Justice Department to publicly release the files. The congressional action happened on a single day after months of delay and attempts by President Trump not to release the documents. Since taking office, he had denounced the Epstein matter as a hoax pushed by Democrats, before saying last weekend that Republicans should approve the bill. Greg Clugston, the White House.
More arguments are scheduled today before a judge as former FBI Director James Comey fights for dismissal of the criminal case against him. His lawyers are hoping to convince the judge that Comey is the target of vindictive prosecution. Comey is accused of making a false statement and obstructing Congress. He has pleaded not guilty. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 110 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 121 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Right now in Ukraine, elderly Jews are trapped in unbearable poverty. Galina, she's a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor who has spent her entire life in the same village. She's sick and alone and facing another bitterly cold winter, and today, like every day, she has to decide to spend what little money she has on food, medicine, or heating. No one should have to live like this, but for Galina and so many others, this is the harsh reality. Look, the Bible tells us that when you bless elderly Jews living in poverty like Galina, you will receive blessings in return. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and your generous donation, you can bring hope to those in need. Your gift of just $25 will help provide a food box packed with life-saving essentials that help feed an elderly Jew struggling to survive. Don't delay. Your gift today will help provide the life-saving food and hope that Galina and many like her so desperately need. UrgentIFCJ.org. That's one word. UrgentIFCJ.org. Or call now at 866-338-IFCJ. 866-338-4325.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delay still there. Both the Harbor Tunnel southbound. We started way early this morning with a wreck on 895 near Pulaski Highway. That backed us up, and we have not recovered. We're still slow all the way back to the city-county line, and including some of that traffic south on 95 through Rosedale, trying to get down to the city-county line. So at least 30, maybe even up as much as a 45-minute delay for the traffic southbound. Beltway southeast corner, a little better. Maybe that wreck is clearing from the Beltway near Route 702. The inner loop is slow at Pulaski Highway, but the outer loop now is a little better coming up from the Back River Bridge. The problem on the west side is a very large broken-down tractor-trailer in the center lane inner loop at Route 40 West at exit 15. Only the center and the left-hand lane are getting by. The backup on the Beltway now is all the way down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day. After that, lots of clouds and cool temperatures with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 47 degrees in Edgemere and 47 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Four people have been arrested on drug charges in Brooklyn Park. Anne Arundel County Police began their investigation in October after receiving community complaints about drug sales around Cross Street. From November 10th to the 14th, detectives arrested the suspects and seized crack cocaine, oxycodone, suspected fentanyl, drug packaging materials, and thousands of dollars in cash. The suspects from Brooklyn Park and Glen Burnie range in age from 21 to 29 years old. Kwasi Nfume has issued a statement following the House and Senate passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. The 7th District representative says 2 months ago he met with almost a dozen of Epstein's victims and signed a discharge petition with more than 200 members of Congress calling for the full release of the files. And Fume says earlier this month, as a senior member of the Oversight Committee, newly obtained files from the Epstein estate were released, and now Congress has voted for all of the files to be made public. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 757, the pick 4, 2272. 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously,
for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So the finances are interesting behind the O's trade last night. The Birds acquiring slugging outfielder Taylor Ward from the Angels in exchange for right-hander Grayson Rodriguez. Ward, who clubbed 36 home runs a year ago, will be working on a one-year deal with the Birds, valued at $13 million. So that'll raise the payroll. He'll be a free agent after this season. Meanwhile, Rodriguez, who's missed the last year and a half with a variety of injuries, will be under the Angels' control through 2029. He's pre-arbitration this year, and then he'll be arbitration eligible for 2027, 28, and 29. 2 years in a row now, the Ravens' defense has gotten off to a slow start, and 2 years in a row, they've rebounded. All the while, defensive coordinator Zach Orr coming under fire. Linebacker Roquan Smith was asked if there's any merit to the criticism.
It's America. Like I said earlier in the week, people are always going to have opinions. That's why I guess it's home of the free. So people are going to voice their opinions, and they have the right to do so. But I never wavered. He never wavered, nor did anybody in the locker room, because we knew who we were, and it was just more so about getting out and being who we are. And the job is not complete. The mission is not complete. We're still on task.
They're going to try to complete it, at least go one more step against the Jets. The Ravens' defense allowing 20 points per game less in the last four games than in their first six. College basketball last night, Towson with a valiant comeback from 15 down against JMU, but ultimately falling short. 81-75 was the final. Tyler Tejada with 21 for the Tigers. Navy fell at Carolina, but they gave them all they could. 73-61 was the final. Tonight, the Terps host Mount St. Mary's in College Park. Coming up in 30 minutes, remembering the miracle at the Meadowlands. And that is Stein on Sports.
HVAC Pros, being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on KC and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, as we have our ongoing series of Meet the Candidates, it is time to talk once again with the Republican gubernatorial candidate, John Myrick. John, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me back on.
It is our pleasure, and I want to get your thoughts first on the NTSB report that a loose wire was one of the multiple causes of the power blackouts on the dolly that led it to the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Question to you, John, does the state of Maryland bear any responsibility for this catastrophe?
Yeah, Sean, I think the state of Maryland absolutely does. It was known years before the incident that the procedures for vessels to come in and out of the port of Baltimore there under the Key Bridge was not optimal, and recommendations had been made for years as to ways to improve the safety so that this type of tragedy would not have happened, and they were flat out ignored by the state. This was an avoidable accident, as the NTSB report bears out, And, you know, Maryland officials cannot, you know, cannot escape culpability for this as well.
So the question really is now, and there's a lot of blame to go around. Who's going to pay for this?
That's exactly a good. That's exactly the question that, everybody's asking. You're right. You know, I mean, obviously the owners of the Dolly bear responsibility. They are they hit the bridge. They should be paying the lion's share of the replacement cost. You know, the federal government, as you well know, under the Biden administration, promised to fully fund the bridge, but that was when the bridge estimate was $1.9 billion to rebuild. Now, the latest estimates are now $5 billion and an additional 2 years to get the bridge back up and running. Those costs just continue to skyrocket and balloon because the longer we delay this, the more expensive this becomes. And the bottom line is this administration has said flat out they're not going to pay the additional funding. So that's going to wind up riding on the backs of Maryland taxpayers once again.
Should the current governor have engaged the Army Corps of Engineers to consult on the rebuild of the bridge?
He should have consulted a number of different individuals in different venues to look at rebuilding this bridge. He should have contacted one of them. His first call should have been to Governor DeSantis down in Florida when the Captiva Island Bridge collapsed after the hurricane down there, and the Army Corps of Engineers told the state of Florida that it was going to take them 3 years to rebuild that bridge. Governor DeSantis managed to get that bridge back up and running in less than 3 weeks. You know, and fully functional in a 90-day period of time at below the cost estimates. Why didn't this governor contact Governor DeSantis and ask him how he managed to do that and which outlets he used to be able to get that thing back up and running under budget so quickly?
That's a fair point.
That call was never made.
More with John Myrick running for governor. It's John Myrick for mdgovernor.org. That is the website if you want more information. We've got budget issues, and we also have redistricting to discuss here as well. Right now, traffic weather on the threes at 8:13. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Broken down vehicle still sitting there. It's a tractor trailer in the center lane, inner loop of the Beltway at Route 40 West at exit 15. Only the left-hand lane and the left center lane are getting by. They're not letting anything happen. It's going to be a very large wrecker. It's going to have to move this thing, fully loaded 18-wheeler, sitting in the center lane. Delays go all the way down the hill towards 95. 95 is also getting an impact, trying to get onto the Beltway and then come up towards Route 40. When you get to Frederick Road, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. The wreck over on the southeast corner of the Beltway has cleared, and that's improving now. Earlier, it was near the ramp at Route 702. The rest of the Beltway, yeah, all the normal delays are there. JFX, not bad. South of Ruxton Road, we still have delays. We're still more than 30-minute delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Highs near 50. Overnight upper 30s. Right now it's 46 and cloudy in Annapolis and 43 in Ellicott City. Todd Edwards is the winner of our pair of tickets to go see Skynyrd and Foreigner next summer, Saturday, July 25th, Jiffy Lube Live. And it's called the Double Trouble Vision Tour. We've got more tickets for you the rest of the week. Keep listening tomorrow and Friday as well. On our Newsmaker Hotline, John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate. And John, one more question on the bridge, because one of the things that came out of the report, besides the fact that the key bridge was 30 times more susceptible to a catastrophic event, is that both spans of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge are at risk. What should be done right now to inspect and protect our Chesapeake Bay Bridge?
Well, clearly that report identifies these issues, and the Bay Bridge should be reinspected immediately, and mitigation strategies such as requiring harbor pilots to pilot the vessels under the Bay Bridge and other barrier strategies should be enacted immediately. We cannot afford another tragedy like the Key Bridge collapse. that would be devastating to Maryland. Cutting off our eastern shore from the rest of the state would be absolutely catastrophic, and that needs to be addressed immediately.
All right, on to the budget issues. We find out now that $1.5 billion budget deficit in the next fiscal year, ballooning to $4 billion by the year 2030-34, somewhere in there. The current governor's blaming the federal layoffs, the tariffs, et cetera. What do you see as the culprit here?
I see runaway spending and a governor who has absolutely no idea of how to budget our tax dollars being the actual culprit. You know, I always use Pennsylvania as an example. You got a state there north run by a Democrat governor who has a $50 billion budget for a population that's twice Maryland's size. And they managed to provide better services to twice as many people for $17 billion less a year than we do, with 50,000 less state employees than Maryland has. So this isn't a partisan policy issue. This is a competence issue. This governor is completely incompetent when it comes to budget, and this Democrat supermajority in our legislature just continues to spend like this is monopoly money. They forgot this is our money. This money needs to be reallocated. A budget needs to be done. You live within a budget. I live within a budget. Your listeners live within a budget. Why doesn't the state? And the state doesn't because they can simply reach back into our pockets to get more.
Right. But what would you do? They're saying no tax increases for next year. Obviously, it's an election year, but what would you do? They're talking about hitting the rainy day fund, about $800 million, and then making some cuts elsewhere. What specifically is your idea to close this budget deficit?
First off, to find out where the money's being spent. No one seems to be able to tell us where our money's being spent, including our comptroller, who actually signs the checks. This is ridiculous. We are spending way too much money. We have got to reevaluate how we spend in the state of Maryland. We've got to look at the money that we're putting out for the blueprint, which is going to bankrupt the state. And for the governor to promise no tax increases with a $1.5 billion deficit is a flat-out lie. They didn't cut the $2 billion out of last year's budget. All they did was transfer those expenditures down to the counties. So how is he going to balance this budget without raising taxes or without cutting expenses? You know, it's time for Maryland's legislature and the governor to actually look at prioritization of how our spending is done, and to actually spend money on what is important to Marylanders, not to their pet projects.
Just a couple minutes left here, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the round two of the governor's alleged bipartisan commission on redistricting was held yesterday, and neither Alsobrooks or Frosch were in attendance. And they keep talking about fair maps. Is there anything fair about the representation in Maryland where it's 7-1 in favor of the Democrats, and now they want to make it 8-0?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing fair now, and I was fortunate enough that I testified yesterday before the governor's commission, and I noticed the noticeable absence of both the chair, which is Senator Alsobrooks, and one of the other members. You know, there's over a million registered Republicans and nearly a million registered independents in the state of Maryland. You know, and this governor now wants to, for political theater, wants to try to gerrymander further the only Republican district we have out of existence, you know, and that is ridiculous. If you're talking about fair representation, then when one-third of your electorate is Republican, there should be one-third of your congressional districts that are Republican-controlled. That's not going to happen here in Maryland under this governor. It's not going to happen under this commission. This is nothing more than political theater to help raise his name profile so that he can run for either president or vice president in 2028.
All right. What's the website again, John?
It's johnmyrickformdgovernor.org. And we're also on all the social media platforms, Facebook, X, Truth Social, Instagram. People can follow us there. Our schedule's posted there every week. We've done over 335 events since February 26th. I've logged nearly 20,000 miles on my car and I haven't left the state of Maryland.
So. Yeah, that's old retail politics, glad handing, as they say. John, thanks again for joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking with you in the near future.
John, I look forward to it. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks again, and best of luck to you. That's John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate. And election is just, you know, less than a year away now. So it's all upon us. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
8:23, traffic weather on the threes. He's been earning his money this week, folks. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Overtime.
Overtime, indeed.
When they pick you up off the floor, you can call me and let me know. 50 westbound coming into I-97. We had a report that there was a backup there, and we confirmed that. We don't know what the problem is. There are no reports of any problems in that area. But in the meantime, very heavy traffic there from Parole taking the turn north onto I-97. I can tell you there is some fog in that area that has developed, and up around the bridge at 178 has been a factor there. And then there's still some slowing. It's a little fog, a little mist, a little bit of this and that as you're traveling south on I-97 down through that area and coming down from Benfield. Yeah, it's still slow there as well. So it might be reacting to the fact that it's damp and it's a little foggy and all of that. But there is a backup now. Wasn't there before on 50 westbound coming over from Parole and then taking that ramp northbound up through that area. Broken down vehicle still there on the Beltway. Tractor trailer center lane on the inner loop at Route 40 West at exit 15. They're waiting for a heavy duty wrecker, and it's going to be a while before they can get in there and get him out. Right now, center and the left hand lane getting back, or getting by, I should say, were backed up all the way back down the hill to and beyond 95. I just looked at 95, and because of that delay on the Beltway, we have delays on the ramps from I-95 trying to join the inner loop and then coming up towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool day today. Highs only around 50 overnight, cloudy, upper 30s for the low. And then rain is possible coming into the area by Friday. Tomorrow will be cloudy and cool again in the low 50s. That's expected. Right now, 44 and cloudy in Middle River, and it's 44 in Baltimore City. Time to once again mark America's 250th birthday celebration from the the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. America's 250 birthday celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Today, November 19, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address. And what many of you don't realize that there were several copies of the Gettysburg Address. On June 1 of 1865, Senator Charles Sumner referred to the most famous speech ever given by President Lincoln in his eulogy on the slain president. He called the Gettysburg Address a monumental act. He said, "Lincoln was mistaken that the world will little note nor long remember what we say here. Rather," Sumner remarked, "the world noted at once what he said and will never cease to remember it. The battle itself was less important than the speech," he claims. There are five known copies of the speech in Lincoln's handwriting, each with a slightly different text and named for the people who received them: Nicolay, Hay, Everett, Bancroft, and Bliss. Two copies apparently were written before delivering the speech, one of which was probably the reading copy. The remaining ones were produced months later for soldier benefit events. Despite widely circulated stories to the contrary, the president did not dash off a copy aboard a train to Gettysburg. Lincoln carefully prepared his major speeches in advance. His steady, even script in every manuscript is consistent with a firm writing surface, not the notoriously bumpy Civil War-era trains. Additional versions of the speech appeared in newspapers later on, and here is the way it went. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth into this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who are here to give their lives, or gave their lives, that the nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper we should do this, but in a larger sense, we can't dedicate, we can't consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great risk remaining before us from that these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com.
Baltimore.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Mayor Scott has directed the Baltimore City Law Department and the Office of Equity and Civil Rights to open an investigation into possible violations of the Fair Housing Act. The mayor says the matter involves investors behind a recent fraudulent mortgage scheme that led to a number of foreclosures in the city. He claims a small number of out-of-state investors took part in schemes like the misuse of debt service coverage ratio loans, leaving many residents at risk due to foreclosure actions. A Baltimore County man has been sentenced to nearly 11 years in federal prison for conspiring to traffic 14 firearms. Cedric Brinkley of Windsor Mill pleaded guilty in the case, admitting that in April of 2024, he and a co-conspirator agreed to sell firearms to a buyer who turned out to be an undercover ATF agent. The undercover agent explained that the purpose of buying the firearms was to resell them to an individual in New Jersey. Over three transactions, Brinkley sold the agents were 50 rounds of ammunition and 14 firearms. Four guns were reported stolen, and one was affixed with a machine gun conversion device. And Baltimore County has activated its freezing weather shelter plan. County leaders say the plan will assist those who need shelter when the temps fall below 32 degrees. The plan is in place through April 15th of next year. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delay still there coming south into both the harbor tunnels, though 895 has improved just a bit. It's not backed up now to Moravia Road. It's only backed up to Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. But 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road and back through the city county line. So we're still in that area of anywhere from 25 to 35 minutes. Delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Tractor trailer still sitting in the center lane. Inner loop at Route 40 West coming up to exit 15. The backup all the way back down the hill to and beyond the ramps at I-95. 95 is also having a problem getting onto the inner loop. And then when you get up the hill to Frederick Road, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. We came back down to Annapolis. The slowdown is still there. We're moving traffic, but it's backed up coming over from Parole on 50 westbound, turning north on 97, and the backup southbound right at the split is still there, but that's the usual delay at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a damp and foggy start to the day. After that, lots of clouds and cool temperatures with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the big sports news this morning comes from Birdland, where the Orioles make a bold move, dealing injury-plagued right-hander Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for a power bat.
And there's a drive to left, and way back. It's been intending near the wall. It is gone. Say goodnight to the White Sox. Taylor Ward drives out a three-run rocket, and the comeback is complete.
Welcome. Welcome to Baltimore, Taylor Ward, a power-hitting left fielder, fifth in the AL last year with 36 home runs, knocking home 103. Ward on a one-year deal valued at $13 million. Rodriguez never really panned out in Baltimore, 20-6 over the last three seasons, but unavailable over the last year and a half. Ravens back at it today in Owings Mills, prepping for the Jets Sunday at 1. The beginning of a three-game homestand for Baltimore after going 3-0 on the road. But head coach John Harbaugh says there's still much to do.
By no means is this the end. We're 5-5. Our head's just above water. We're just above water. We're breathing. We're not even out of the water.
Baltimore enters the game basically in 10th place in the AFC, behind five wild card hopefuls, but only one game behind the Steelers for the division lead. And speaking of the Steelers, they've got a tough one on Sunday at the Bears, with or without quarterback Aaron Rodgers. X-rays came back negative on his left non-throwing wrist. His status for Sunday is TBD. The crazy tradition at West Virginia of couch burning continued yesterday with the announcement that four-star offensive tackle Kevin Brown committed to the program after decommitting from Penn State. Brown announced his pledge on the Pat McAfee show and then commemorated the moment on air by setting his couch on fire outside his family's home. Couch burning is a celebratory event following major wins in Morgantown that has often escalated into rioting and vandalism. It became a felony in 2011, but who cares, right? Birthdays today, former owner of the Atlanta Braves and Hawks and winner of the 1977 America's Cup, Ted Turner, turns 87 years old today. And on this date in football history, we'll take you back 47 years. November 19th, 1978. Giants and Eagles. You remember it. It's the miracle at the Meadowlands.
And as the Giants lead 17-12, and we're inside 30 seconds, the Eagles have no timeouts. Wait a minute. Here's a free fly. I don't believe it. The Eagles pick it up, and Herman Edwards runs it in for a touchdown.
Don Crickey had the call on CBS. And guess who his color guy was? Sonny Jurgensen. Herman Edwards returns the fumble for a touchdown with 31 seconds to play. Philly wins it 19-17 over the Giants. Time now is 8:37 when we return. Does the NFL playoff seeding system need to be changed?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you remember Sonny as a color guy on CBS?
I do.
He had that nice southern drawl.
But I also grew up, cutting my teeth on Sonny, Sam, and Frank. They used to call the Redskin games back in the glory days.
Absolutely.
They were an incredible team.
Yeah, and they were. And it was great because Sam had the defensive perspective and Sonny had the offensive perspective.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And they always argued over the two of those. And Frank Herzog, I thought, was a steady guy.
I thought he was great.
Yeah, yeah. And his signature touchdown, Washington Redskins, will reverberate with me forever. But I wanted to ask you about the couch burning thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, a similar kind of thing happens in the Stein household. They call it couch potatoing.
Well, that's been going on for 64 years. Let me just say that. Especially on Sundays. Sundays from 1 until what?
That's
midnight.
That's right.
Wife is nowhere to be seen.
I bet. We can all identify.
Hey, just real quick on the playoff seeding, it could be that the AFC North this year, the champion, is 9-8.
Yeah.
Okay? And that all the wild card teams could have a better record.
It's happened before.
It has happened before. The question is,
was it 7-9?
7-9 when you're the Seahawks, I believe.
Yeah,
or maybe it was in the NFC South, I forget. But the question is, should that team get a home game?
No.
If their record is worse than the wild card teams, should they be reseeded via record?
That's the question. Probably.
I would think so.
Yeah, because sometimes you got divisions that are tougher than other divisions, and I think maybe strength of schedule should be factored in there as well.
Right, but sometimes you got divisions that just stink.
Yeah,
like the NFC South, for instance, all those years. So.
All right. Very good point.
Yep.
Thanks, Gary.
You got it.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Last Friday, the FBI released extensive details on the Thomas Crooks investigation following the assassination attempt. And Kash Patel put out a statement saying that the investigation involved more than 480 FBI personnel. That's an unbelievable number. Concluded that Crooks acted entirely alone. No evidence of accomplices, leaked intentions, or significant interactions that could have foreshadowed the attack. They talk about, they interviewed 1,000 people, 2,000 public tips. They seized 13 electronic devices, 500,000 digital files, 20 online accounts, hundreds and hundreds of hours of video footage. And they basically came up with Thomas Crooks operated in isolation. His limited interactions provided no actual intelligence to prevent the attack. He did not disclose his intent to any individual, end of quote. Well, since that time, we have found out that Tucker Carlson put out a 30-minute video that poked holes in the official FBI release last Friday. And then Miranda Devine of the New York Post added insult to injury with saying that he was a little bit of a, a furry fan, whatever that is. And that there are all sorts of problems that Crooks had threatened violence, first as a pro-Trumper, then as a never-Trumper. He was upset of the way President Trump allegedly handled COVID, and somebody radicalized him, and there were individuals that were interacting with him on these online accounts. So now members of Congress have taken notice of this, and they have begun to point out maybe it's time that we take up the investigation since the FBI dropped the ball here. Here is Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas.
He had a fascination and interest in Mao Zedong. I find that very interesting that the FBI may have known about that and didn't share that with Congress. So I would like to, I sit on the Oversight Committee, I'd like to see the Oversight Committee look into this a little bit so the American people can have a full, can be assured that there's a full vetting that has gone on.
And then Senator Josh Hawley basically reiterating what we mentioned yesterday is Cash Patel said, well, we can't really do anything until the trial's over. Well, guess what? There is not going to be any trial, and Senator Hawley agrees.
Crooks is dead. You're not going to prosecute him. Let's see every piece of information. Let's see it all. I mean, what we're learning bit by bit is really disturbing.
Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says, look, they need to see the evidence. They need to see, they need to open this up and start to take a look at this because apparently there are still people buried deep, embedded within the FBI, the deep state, that don't want this kind of thing because there's too many questions that have been gone unanswered for us to be satisfied with what the FBI released.
I'm highly concerned about, a lot of relevant and incriminating documents already having been destroyed. And certainly not help from a lot of the deep staters in these agencies to try and get to the truth out.
Yeah, well, evidence has been destroyed. His body was destroyed very quickly, I might add. That is a lot of questions need to be asked. But Eric Trump really hit it on the head. He goes, they have been trying to take us out and silence us, whether it's my father or, he says, Charlie Kirk, the left is trying to silence us all.
They want to do everything they can to remove our voice from the stage. My father's voice, my voice, Charlie's voice, everybody who is a supporter of the MAGA movement and was listened to by the masses.
And there it is. So I don't think we've heard the last of this. On the FBI would like to think that it's over. But again, until you start, this is the problem. This is how conspiracy theories abound. When you don't give people answers, they'll fill in the blanks on their own. It's 8:43, and here's an expert in filling in the blanks, the king of all traffic, Lugnut Johnson.
Especially blank checks.
That's right.
I filled in a few of those in my time.
That's right.
The tractor trailer's still there. Center Lane Interloop coming up to Route 40 West at the Interloop ramp at Exit 15. They were saying this is an accident. It looks to me like it's just a broken down truck in the center lane. Big old tractor trailer. So only the center and the left-hand lane are getting by. We're backed up all the way back to 95. I've been watching 95 South coming down from Camden Yards, trying to get down to the Beltway. The right lane getting onto the Beltway is slow. And then just the opposite coming up from the airport. That's a left exit to the Beltway there. So that ramp is also backed up because the inner loop is slow all the way up the hill. So again, in case you missed it earlier, if you're coming up, you get to Frederick Road, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. Looks a little better through Annapolis, but still a little sluggish. And I think it's mostly weather and heavy traffic right there at I-97 and the ramps at 50. And then I-97 southbound is still backed up. Baltimore County had a wreck a couple minutes ago. Joppa Road at LaSalle Road, northeast side. And we still have delays, and we're still in the area of 20 to 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off damp and foggy, and then we're going to mean cloudy for most of the rest of the day. 50 for the high. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool, low 50s, and rain maybe on Friday. Cloudy and 46 in Annapolis, 42 under cloudy skies in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Two cops in South Brunswick, New Jersey, pulled a guy from a burning car and saved his life. The 26-year-old driver had some sort of medical issue, crashed into a tree. His iPhone sensed the crash and auto-dialed 911. Here, officers Josh Schroff and Thomas Seitz talking about the rescue.
I saw the driver inside. He was unconscious and bleeding severely from the head. Within minutes, the car started smoking.
So I grabbed a breacher tool in the back of my car, and I smashed both the back and the front driver's side window.
Just glad we got him out just in time.
In the moment, your mind's racing, but at the same time, you kind of need to revert back to your training.
Yeah, just incredible that they do this, and this all happens all the time. First responders, heroic, brave acts, and they never get any credit for it, and that's why I think it's important to single them out when they have these incredible acts of heroism. Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their appliance brands like Electrolux, Frigidaire, Monogram, Jet Air, Cafe, Whirlpool, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, really over 70 trust brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, it's a family-run store that actually treats your family like family. Skip the big box chaos. Go where service still matters. And right now, they'll have a huge Black Friday shopping event. TownAppliance.com. Trusted by yours.
By the way, I don't know if you saw the story or not, but House Minority Leader Jason Buckles signed on back in 2021 that he thinks that Allegheny Garrett and Washington counties should secede from Maryland and join West Virginia. Since that time, he has says he has no interest nor intention of secession. But again, you know, I start you to think they're trying to screw us here by going 8-0 in the redistricting battle. Might we fight fire with fire? And if the western counties of Maryland would secede and go to West Virginia, then maybe we could do the same thing on the Eastern Shore. Remember, former Governor Schaefer called the Eastern Shore an outhouse. Maybe we could, like, right now you got Virginia. You have Virginia and you have West Virginia. We could have Maryland and Eastern Maryland. That would be the Eastern Shore. I know. Kristen's upset because I'm in Carroll County. I'd be left here holding the bag. But you got to do something. Because this, they're running roughshod over, you know, now Republicans. It could be independents, libertarians of the future. This is a one-party dominated ruled state. We see it in our progressive legislature, the General Insane Asylum. We got a progressive governor who wants to be president. We got a progressive Senate president who at least is injecting some common sense in the redistricting thing. But there's only so much that people can take. And a lot of people don't want to leave Maryland because they love Maryland. They love the climate. They love the location. They love the mountains and the beaches. And it has a lot to offer. And so we don't want to have join, you know, Californians and New Yorkers having to flee to more tax-friendly states. But it's happening right now. So the big question is the secession movement. I mean, we hear this every once in a while. I think they're doing it out west, too. I think parts of California, or was it Idaho? I think it may have been Idaho that was talking about parts of seceding from parts of those. So, and it happens every time you don't get what is to be considered free and fair elections, and we don't here in Maryland, and we don't get fair representation. It's 7-1. Soon to be maybe 8-0 if it stands up in court. We shall see. By the way, Baltimore City could also see a $3.3 million deficit next summer if they don't turn things around, according to their budget director. Much like the state of Maryland, the city has spent way too much money And a lot of it has just been squandered. There's a story this morning in the Baltimore Sun paper about Be More Empowered getting more funds for a Baltimore office that never even opened. Remember who was on the board of directors of Be More Empowered? That would be the mayor's wife, Hannah Scott. You talk about funny business. It is a nonprofit, and we know they're delinquent, by the way, on their reports. Be More Empowered. So, again, I would start there. I would start with Safe Streets. I'd start with the nonprofits that are delinquent, and I'd get rid of funding those, and that probably would close the $3 million gap in and of itself. It's 8:51, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand-new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Bernie Sanders, he has not been able to light the fire of socialism in the country. His matches are damp, and he is convinced that Zoran Mandami's little victory is going to sweep across the country. They're convinced this is the direction of the Democrat Party. It needs to go full-blown into communism and socialism, which Bernie Sanders has not been able to do in 40 years.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just saw the story that Prince George's County is lifting the... they had a ban on pit bulls. Did you know that? I was unaware that for the last 27 years, you could not own a pit bull or any hybrid or any kind of breed of pit bull. It was illegal. And they were the only county in the DMV with such a ban. It cost about $3 million a year to enforce. And that's, I think, the reason why they're getting rid of it is because of the financial concerns. Again, I know pit bull owners that swear by the breed. They think it's one of the best breeds of all time. Then I know other people that they've had their children attacked by pit bulls and so on and so forth. So, again, it's a controversial breed, but a lot of dog owners that own pit bulls swear by them. But I just never knew Prince George's County had banned them altogether until now. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. The pit bull of traffic is here once again. That's the only reason why I did that story. You know that.
It's like me. All depends on how you're raised.
That's right. And when you are, when you get the cut.
The older you get, the more you bite people and things like that, you know.
That's
just the way it is. There's some late construction. I just got word of this, and I'm down here looking at it through the fog. 50 at the light at Y Mills at 404, and there's going to be some limited lanes there. See some backing westbound through there, but they tell me also we'll be losing a lane on the eastbound side. So right there at 50, that's a busy interchange at 50 and 404. That tractor trailer's still there. They still have to tow him out. It's been a while, fully loaded. Interloop right at Route 40 West at exit 15. Only the center and the left-hand lane are getting by. You still have delays as you're coming up the hill from I-95. Try to stay as far left as you can. Still some backing coming down the Beltway from 795 through Pikesville towards Green Spring, JFX, and the Parkville side still carrying some heavy traffic. We're still in the area. A little more than 20-minute delays, trying to get better, but very heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, cloudy today and a high near 50 overnight, mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, and now cloudy and cool of 50s, maybe some rain we see on Friday. And right now, it's a cloudy and cool day, just as advertised. 44 in Parkville and 46 in Stevensville, and way to go. So that is, hopefully start to warm up a little bit, maybe, in next week or so. By the way, there's an interesting story out of BWI. I have heard of this airline. It's called Avelo, and they're a budget airline, but they only fly to like limited cities on the eastern seaboard. And it is budget wise, but they do fly out of about BWI. But now they signed a contract to fly ICE detainees out of BWI. Now, protesters have periodically gathered near the airport since the summer to call on the Maryland Aviation Administration to kick Avelo Airlines out of BWI over its charter flight contract with ICE. And here's Delegate Lorig Charkudian, a Montgomery County Marxist. As we watch human rights being violated in our midst, what can our state do? It's incumbent on us to take a look at what we can, in fact, regulate. End of quote. But the state, I think, has limited jurisdiction here. Legal experts are warning that if you cancel Avelo's contract, it could invite the federal government to come in and try and withhold tens of millions of dollars that could help keep the airport running. A spokesperson for Governor Wes Moore declined to comment in response to a question regarding whether Moore is considering canceling the contract or not. Jonathan Dean, spokesperson for the MAA, says, quote, as a federally funded public use airport, BWI Marshall is required by federal law, regulations, and grant assurances to provide access to all certified air carriers without discrimination. Avela has been apparently, they've tracked it. There's some website you can track these flights on, and they've been in and out of Louisiana, which is a big hub for the deportation flights. And again, this is helping American business. It's helping the American people by removing criminal, illegal aliens. This is a public safety service being part of Avelo. And these Democrats just have gone soft on crime in general, but overall on immigration, on juvenile crime, on the crime in our cities, etc. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to Avelo Airlines because they have done the right thing here. And, look, they're in business to make money, to be in business, and they have contracts. You know, it's, none of these people, Delegate, Charkudian, or are these other Democrats, I didn't see them complaining or protesting when Catholic Charities or Lutheran Ministries or Associated Jewish Charities or any of these other nonprofits or 501c3s or these NGOs, they were getting contracts in the millions of dollars to traffic illegal aliens into the country. That never seemed to be a concern of Delegate Charkudian or of the governor or of anybody else. I just think it's obviously hypocritical, and I just wanted to get that story out to you. And finally, you start scratching your head, and this is going to be very interesting. President Trump says Zohran Mamdani is going to be invited to the White House, so I can't imagine what they're going to be talking about. But when he says stuff like this, it's going to be a very interesting conversation. Mamdani's latest statement is that New York City is a city of international law. It's not, of course, but take two guesses why Mamdani is making such a claim. Because New York is an American city. That means it's under U.S. law. In the interview, Mamdani says he's going to use international law to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu if he comes to the city. And that's how he hopes to make it work. So just declaring New York City a city of international law is not going to cut it. There'll be all sorts of people that'll sue to stop that. But that's what you're dealing with. Now we've got another one, a socialist out running in Los Angeles. She's running for mayor. Her name is Wong, I think. She's Asian-born of immigrants. She was born here in the U.S. And now you have Katie Wilson in Seattle. And now you got Brandon Johnson, the commie, in Chicago. You got Mamdani, the commie, in New York. And you got this Wong is challenging Karen Bass, who is already a radical lefty out in Los Angeles. So I've told you that's been the game plan. Get these socialists. And right now there are 250 socialists that have been elected to office throughout the United States. And it's important that we name and shame and follow their miserable track record once they try to get it in place. All right, Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We are back tomorrow morning bright and early. Mackenzie Frost will be with us again, going in-depth. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.